This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Killer Keller.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy.
FUBAR Radio.
Light them up.
Satan. I ain't sick, I'm nauseating. On hold like a caller waiting. Bareface like fornicating on telly stations with a girl you've never met the night before your engagement. I'll take you back like the Zulu Nation and make a dart shot like spraying gas into its ventilation. I make girls scream at my presentation. I'm a nightmare like Wesley Craven's imagination. I spit radiation as causing desolation for them fake ones. Rappers stand there, prepare to get blitzed. Don't watch me, it ain't just my style that's fixed. What's your name, Marvin? Ain't your second name Gay? You look lost like the weight around Ricky Lay's waist. Every word I say leaves a foul taste like a stamp. When I speak, you're in danger like a chicken in a diet pack. I control the light like a diaphragm. Leave rappers drawn like a diagram. Pull holes like a fireman. That's why I am known to throw blows militant. Beating me's like seeing cats give birth to elephants. You don't need to move. This cold will make you sweat. Like being sixth place in a game of Russian roulette. Battle me and you'll be dead. Instead of being famous, I'll break in your house like a new pair of trainers. You're better off nameless than being maimed by a lion tamer. Via entertainer who you should call danger. And I'm out of sight. Trying to see me's like watching broken TVs or anorexic girls in bikinis. But you can see me war, I don't just battle talk. My name alone will tame a raging bull like I was a matador. I scattered more seeds than a farmer from Salvador. I make the hardest rappers act timid like a bad dog. I keep my rhymes catalogued, pack a star to shatter mics. I'm so high above you this could leave your lungs paralysed. From a height that's greater than satellites. Take any bitch rapper and turn him into a battered wife. Cause this ain't nice, like a man be trying to lap dance. Or a toilet in a crack ass. Sit on it to shit and then the thing will spit it back out. Bright enough to find my way through a black hat. And all you're gonna see is my back now. Chesterpie's the recipe for fine invention. Testing me will hold you back like a school detention. A lot of rappers only shoot videos. They battle me as a man and then greet defeat as an embryo. I'm belittling with a style that's crippling like being shot in the spine. I'm sickening like strickening, disturb the normal mind with force. You'll get broke like laws if you're filed as frauds. My spoken source of war takes no hostage. All I do is just spit. Fake MC get no love like them busted chicks. My style's like AIDS, you're gonna die if you fuck with it. Crash with me and feel lick like it was a truck you hit. I'm tight like Ren and Stimpy, chewed more beef than Wimpy. Don't diss me, been on more tracks than Linford Trissy. Call me Winter, they try and keep me out like the cold. Cause my style's so dark, it makes you wonder where the light go. I'm uncontrollable, like a schizophrenic rhino. You face the master, then stagger home like a wino. You came here to battle, then the truth hits you. Beating me's like going up against a tank with a water pistol. Talentless challengers, fall with every pen stroke. Do you have to die first before you learn that my pen choke?
Some classic Task Force for you there. That is from the voice of the great outdoors. You're locked into FUBAR Radio. And before we go any further, we have to say a big thank you to our lovely friend Ian Bolesworth. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours. If you want to listen back to that, hit up the website. And you should also check out last week's hip hop show where me and Mice caught up with RZA and DJ Mathematics of Wu-Tang.
Yeah, boy.
And we also had Florida's own Sign on the show too. So go to foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop and check it out again.
Yeah.
And coming up today, we're going to be joined by the legendary Chester P. Hackenbush, Task Force Forever. He's going to be joining us later on the show. We we're bringing you the open mic as we do every week. Of course, we're telling you where all the illest parties in town are at this week. And we want to shout you out too. So hit us up on the Twitter at FUBAR Radio.
Don't forget the big ups. We do the big ups every week.
And the big ups every week. Lots of important big ups this week, and I've got loads of cool new music for you as well. West Side Doom, Mayhem, Loren, not Lauren, Loren.
We were just discussing that with LSD, you know, because obviously now she's more of a hip hop head, but she said, who's Mayhem Loren? I was like, no, it's Loren.
Get Loren. It right.
There's a difference, yeah?
Yeah, but yeah, some cool stuff from him. Yeah, loads of goodness, but it's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
And yeah, we're going to be taking care of you until six. But first, let's hit you with some brand new UK music. Something fresh from the High Focus camp. Check this out. It's new from Ocean Wisdom. This is hip hop.
Hey, hey, hey. Advice, brother want advice. There's pressure on my iris, man, that's pressure on my eyes. There's pressure on my sinus, now there's pressure on my mind. See, I put pressure on my peers, that they put pressure on them diamonds. Wait, lies, telling all these lies. Man got all these guns and knives, and man got all these wives. Man got all this clientele to buy and sell these nines. Kilos, these bars, Qs, free fives. Most guys spend ages just wasting their time. These times I'm time saving, chasing what's mine. Can't be celebrating to the wages. Getting wide, they're getting wide off their wages. Celebrating for the night, you're choosing to be hype while I cruise into that drive. Man got 2 cents, I don't care about. It's all nuisance when he rhyme. Back this shoot, them it don't rhyme. Gotta say free, man, I'm inside. Gotta say these relevant rhymes that I spit, teach eloquence fine. Look him in the face, who you tryna be? I ain't tryna copy, man, I'm out here doing me. Talking about the barking, but they're hardly with the teeth. Who me? Garden, garden. Hey, look him in the face, who you tryna be? I ain't tryna copy, man, I'm out here doing me. Talking about the barking, but they're hardly with the teeth. Who me? Garden, garden. Hey, look, really I'm a master of the wave. Just a master of my craft, not a jack of every trade. Little carcass in the car, something earlier I've made. See, I drop a little bar and even burn it from the spray. Really when the ratios are right, I'm on a roll. So they pre the way I walk and then they copy with a stroll. Little did they know that I just manifest a goal. And if they get up in my way, I may just manifest a pole. Swing it in your face, swing it in your jaw. Look at all the teeth, spilling on the floor. Had a second thought before he hit the floor. But it's too late for all them things, keep up drama to the door. Look him in the face, who you tryna be? I ain't tryna copy, man, I'm out here doing me. Talking about the barking, but they're hardly with the teeth. Who me? Garden, garden. Hey, look him in the face, who you tryna be? I ain't tryna copy, man, I'm out here doing me. Talking about the barking, but they're hardly with the teeth. Who me? Garden, garden.
Hey, you know what?
It's intrinsic, whiz-win, this dim-nit with strip diction. This year, my endless kids. Get them 2 cheap big bits, put them in the pocket, and then send them to your guy, fool for the profit if you're dissing. Okay. I listen, fickle fan, pick another cell, pick another gang, pick another girl, pick another world. You are not allowed here, little man, man, them on the road, fully no witty. I walked in, hella dough with me. I roll that and I stretch that and I grow that, cut the whole city. Why fuck with me? I know that and I love that and I hold that fully close to me. There's ten a penny that's scoping me. There, little bars of a joke to me. I feel the final kind of form coming on. I wouldn't wanna be approaching me. I wouldn't wanna be a waste man, wizzy. Wouldn't wanna be a nobody. I'm a winner, wouldn't wanna be a winner, watch out why they wanna win. I wouldn't wanna why I'm waking up, or why the demographic do a sick of ocean. I'm a problem on them, and man, they know me. Well, I'm in it for the midi, believe in myself, and I'm kidding it really. My fandom are fitting me, big in the city, man. If I can really, the way that I came with the vision, I showed everybody I'm the really city. I bet Emma Billy went top of the bidding. I bet Emma Billy went better than Wizzy. They're really irrelevant, evidently. When I edit a resident, probably because of the physical regimen, many because of the wit and intelligence. Telling them, telling them, telling them, telling them, telling them for dinner while I'm eating venison, looking all elegant. I'm in my element. If you are living, where is the evidence? Nobody diligent, made it to meaning. I'm overly prevalent, venomous, meaning promoters are overly generous, meaning I'm paying my bill without benefit. Hell of a life I've been living, I'm loving a life I've been living. I live for the hell of it, moving on medicine. I've been in emesis, already devilish. Why you embellishing? Look at the heavy thing, look like a wedding ring. Hereditary, how did Wizzy been evident? Look at my puppet, he really been telling them. Now they are listening, Wizzy be shedding them. Them are not opposite, nobody telling them. Looking at it, really want it when I see them, and I'm in the flesh. Everybody wanna come and have it, every Wizzy drop and be the best. Eeny, meeny, man, he wouldn't even mind spinning Wizzy on the deck. Everybody wanna see the Wizzy when the Wizzy walking at the sip. Look him in the face, who you tryna be? I ain't tryna copy, man, I'm out here doing me. Talking about the barking, but they're hardly with the teeth. Who me? Garden, garden. Hey, look him in the face, who you tryna be? I ain't tryna copy, man, I'm out here doing me. Talking about the barking, but they're hardly with the teeth. Who me? Garden, garden.
With the teeth, who me? Garden, garden, hey. Look him in the face, who you tryna be?
new Ocean Wisdom. That's a single called Eye Contact. And that's coming since 18 months after the release of his debut LP. That was Chaos 93. And yeah, he's back with this single and an action-packed video featuring Hollywood star Ed Skrein.
I love the way that he's a Hollywood star.
Well, he is Hollywood star. What was it?
He's in a couple of bits. He's in, he did Deadpool.
Deadpool, that was what I was thinking.
And what was the Assassin one? But he kind of did the spin-off. I've forgotten. But, you know, it's just funny when it's like, shit, he's a Hollywood star now. You're like, oh, shit, man. I remember
this
dude.
Got to milk it. Yeah. He's definitely a hip-hop fan, Ed Skrein.
A hip-hop fan? He was a rapper, man. He's a hip-hop head.
We went to school hip-hop together as well.
What, in Harringay?
In Harringay.
See, I thought I'd just get it out now. So he's part of the Harringay crew as well.
He is part of the Harringay crew.
Big up the Harringay massive,
Harringay and proud.
I do that in my Lennox Lewis... You know, Lennox Lewis has got a weird ass. He's like, you can't tell it whether it's American, Jamaican, Canadian.
I was going to say, it's an American, American doing a Caribbean accent.
Is it?
That's what he has.
You reckon that's what he's got?
I think it's him trying to sound like an American.
It sounds
doing
like you
a Caribbean
can catch
accent.
That. Because I know a few other people with that. But anyway.
But he, but who knows? Ed Skrein, we have spoken about him coming through to the show, so let's see. Maybe we can still twist his arm into getting involved in the open mic.
We deal with the stars.
Hollywood stars.
Hollywood directors. RZA, same, putting out there. Don Cheadle, that's a Hollywood star right there. So, you know what I mean?
Was there someone else Hollywood that we had? I can't think.
Yeah, there's a few Hollywood mother lovers, but I don't know if they're Hollywood stars.
If that's official.
Yeah.
But yes, speaking of Wu-Tang, we did have a bit of a Wu-Tang themed show last week, so check it out. And the big up this week, let's begin it with a bit of a Wu-Tang tone to it as well, because I think there's things going on in the world which they're not necessarily life-changing, but they put a little smile on your face, and it's like, oh, how sweet. So I thought let's send a shout-out to all the special babies out there who are named after Raekwon.
Oh, I thought he was going to say the Wu-Tang babies where their parents had sex listening to Cream.
Or Ice Cream. But no, hey, man, that would be another interesting poll to do.
Even Ice Cream, boy. I thought it would just be some rough sex, man. They're listening to some hardcore shit.
Bring the motherfucking fuckers.
Yeah, liquid swords right in the back. Bring
the playlist. The playlist. Oh, we need to hilarious. Do that investigation.
Yeah,
your best
for real. What did your parents conceive you to?
Conception playlist. But yes, Raekwon, apparently he started supporting this Miami Dolphins after finding out that there's a player for the Miami Dolphins who's named after him.
Wow.
And this kid, and that's what's crazy, because this player, Raekwon McMillan, he's 20. He was named after the original Raekwon, the chef, of course, because McMillan's mother, Monica Washington, she's a fan of Wu-Tang and was inspired by Raekwon's music in the 90s. Wow. And according to a Social Security Administration data, there were 1,459 documented children named Raekwon born between the years of 1995 and 1999. And it's probably not a stretch to assume that many or probably all named after conceived by Raekwon.
Only built for Cuban links
in
the background.
Yeah, they were conceived to the soundtrack of Only It's Raining. Yeah. Among those 1,459 children named Raekwon, 445 were born in 1996, the year after Cuban links dropped.
Wow.
And the same year.
That's even closer to conception, boy. That's like, yeah. You probably
How mad
were,
is that?
Yeah, you were probably swimming to the ovaries just as the skip came in for and I keep feeding you. And feeding you.
Oh, dear. This has got legs,
I'll fuck it.
No, but that's a mad, like, a big AO skit on any hip-hop album. Like, that whole album is
when he says, I'll sew your ass together and keep
feeding you. No, but the whole thing is, like, really gay. I don't mean that in any kind of homophobic way, but it's like the whole thing just needed a pause before.
Wow, what was the most, like, homoerotic?
Well, the whole thing is just, like, talking about, I'm going to do all these things to your genitals.
Yeah, but it was in terms of trying to hurt somebody. It's not like trying to pleasure them, unless you.
Maybe it's
look,
just an insight.
If you're into, if that's your form of pleasure, you know what I mean. I ain't trying to discriminate anyone.
Yeah, exactly. But
yeah, I get what you're saying. It is a bit like
when you listen to it again, and you'll be like, okay, guys, calm down.
Say
now.
That shit in jail and see how that goes down.
Basically, but yeah, Raekwon, he was unaware of how many children were given his name in the 90s, and he said, "That's crazy, right there." That's 1,500 chefs, 1,500 ways out there, right? I'll stop trying to sound like him. That's fly right there. It ain't enough honor to be put on the table to tell you how honored I am now about that. McMillan, the football player, he said he's too young to know as much about the Wu-Tang Clan and Raekwon's music as his mother does. But he likes what he's heard from his namesake. And he said, it's some solid music. I haven't really dug deep into it because it's a little before my era. But when I do listen to it, it's some cool stuff.
Yeah, that must be kind of weird. I always wonder how it is for kids, man, listening to, like, you know, that music. We hear it and it doesn't feel like it's, I don't, you know, we know it's old school compared to now, but
it doesn't feel like,
oh, that's what my parents are listening to. So I always wonder, like, what a 19-year-old kid, when they and their parents are listening to like Dilla or some shit, mm-hmm. is it like, oh man, this is just so not cool? My parents love this, but at the same, you know, we're obviously once they get to a certain age, even we confirmed it with them lot last week. Shout out to Apex Joe, Awate.
Saying what?
When I was saying, like, as you get older, do you start to appreciate the music that you probably thought was, you know, wasn't all that? And they were saying, yeah, it kind of does happen like that, where, so, you know, like now they're mm-hmm. like, listening,
they people.
Yeah, all the kids now are singing to auto-tune about, you know, croissants, I don't know, in the kitchen or some shit. You know the shit they're singing now, it doesn't even make sense. But it's all catchy.
Doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, but then later on, they're going to, you know, in a couple years, now at this rate, it'll take a year and a half after puberty when you realize, like, yo, that shit don't even make sense.
Yeah, I see.
Like that, what am I doing standing in Tesco's singing along to this croissant tune?
Probably. Oh, my God, though. Did you see the... Well, no, we'll get into that later. There's just all kinds of interesting hip-hop gossip. But let's stick with the... Big up! You know, because it's about starting on a positive tip, isn't it? And then just very quickly, Donald Trump's campaign manager, he turned himself into the FBI. And he'll possibly serve prison time over... possible Russian ties and interfering with the American election. So that's like feels like a bit
what,
of
with,
a victory.
Trump's election.
With the presidency election that Hillary Clinton lost, like the guy who was running his campaign at that time, he's now turned himself into the FBI because he has links with the Ukraine government at that time. It's like 12
counts. Ukraine, not the Russian government.
Yeah, but then because there's a political situation between Russia and Ukraine and stuff, and so it just means there's a big conflict of interest. So he's facing like 12 counts, which include conspiracy against the US, conspiracy to launder money, being an unregistered agent of a foreign principal, Ukraine, and 7 counts of failure to report foreign bank accounts and transactions. So,
and he's under Trump's regime at the moment.
No, he was the former campaign manager for Donald Trump's election campaign.
How former? How long ago was it?
So when Donald Trump was doing the whole campaign to become president, he was
involved.
Like running that. Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's another guy who was his right hand man too, who's also being, because there's this massive investigation which is kind of into the Russian links with the Trump campaign and everything.
Yeah.
And how that led to him winning the American
election. That's
that's being investigated by the FBI at the moment. This Mueller investigation, but it's all this big smokescreen happening and being deflected because Trump then says comments about the NFL people
or says something
about this. That's then the media isn't talking about what the biggest issue that America's facing at
and
the
what's
moment.
What's worse is the people as well, because even when it dies over in the media, the people are still talking about Kaepernick and kneeling and blah blah blah, like forgetting like, yo, okay, that is bad, but check this shit out, like check what your leader is up to.
Yeah. And you know, God knows what he's getting up to while he's in office, like with the kind of access that he's got at the moment. And
that's why I got my investigation today. That's why it's very important to find this info out so we can dig deeper.
And I think that was that's a bit of a victory, because hopefully that means we're getting closer to Trump being impeached. But let's see. But on a happy slash sad tip, Mice.
Yeah.
Black History Month's over.
Boy, I felt it, man. What did you do? What was your, like, Black History Month?
Send off yeah, celebration. Yeah.
We threw
this
a little
weekend.
Party still.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What
we
was
threw
your
a little something. Well, you know, we didn't want to get too deep in that, but it was basically my uncle let me borrow his Kente cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went hiking in some Kente cowboy boots. Got some Farina from Brixton. Do you know what yeah. I mean? Then, yeah, went home, made a little fufu. I called up my mum, told her to tell me some village stories. You know what I mean?
There is an old yeah, there's an old
couple,
saying.
A couple African sayings. And then I had some apateshi and went to bed. You know yeah. what I mean? That was my Black History Month. Obviously, I kept the, you know, I kept the handcuffs on. And I'm joking.
To play it safe.
The only thing that baffles me about Black History Month is that now there's two of them. And I worry whether I got to celebrate them differently. So there's the American one, which yeah. is the one we just had, innit?
No, the one we just had was the British
one. Oh, was that the British
yeah,
one?
Yeah,
oh,
so
shit,
you should
I
be doubly. Yeah,
yes, okay, I messed
there.
Up then. So I just want to thank all of my friends, you know what I mean, for.
Does this need a theme tune to go along
yeah,
with
yeah, because, you know what I mean? Basically, I was wondering whether I was going to get any presents, you know, regarding Black History Month. And, the funny thing was, didn't see anything. But I did get a lot of fist bumps.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of fist bumping this month.
Yeah.
I didn't click on. People were very, all my white friends were very casual with the fist bump. Even when I was going to shake a hand, it got all awkward. You know when you get the awkward yeah. bro? Yeah, yeah. So there wasn't a half bro hug. It wasn't no handshaking. It was just bare fist bumping. Yeah, I was like, boy, this month is pretty cool, man. So yeah. now it's back to normal. High fives, aww. Shaking hands, you know. Aww. Oh, listening to Rick Astley on my playlist.
Yeah, yeah. Just give a little round of applause.
How did you celebrate
Black History Month? Yeah, well, just had the big family gathering, you know, and
you didn't have the
my
bonfire.
Dad wasn't invited, but yeah, everyone else.
Jesus,
I'm joking, of Ooh. Course.
Yeah,
but yeah, no. So that was quite an event, really, this month for Black History. Yeah, I guess there was fewer. Less police harassment was going on this month too, but don't worry, it'll be back to normal as of the 1st of November, which also leads me on to the next important.
We still got a day though, innit? So if you lot want to give me any presents, you know what I mean, whether it be black, white present, whatever, yellow presents,
email us hiphop@foodbarradio.com. we would love to
yeah.
love to get
let
those.
Us know yeah. I mean, you know,
and let us know how you spent your Black History Month.
Obviously, for us to like keep this thing going, for us to really, you know what I mean, own this once a year, 1 month every year, for us to keep this going, we need to hear your experiences. What was your Black History Month like? No matter what your background is, just let us know how you,
it's for everybody,
yeah, how you celebrated it or how you felt it.
And you know what, even more point, how it is,
shit,
for
I
everybody
I thought it was the American Black History Month. I was like, why is everyone celebrating Black History for the Americans? Just fucking wait for our shit.
Yeah, no, that was our shit. Because
yeah,
I think February maybe is the American Black History Month.
I didn't get one card, Sarah Love. That's what messed me up.
I didn't
get one Happy Black History Month card.
You know, this is the roots of peace and reconciliation and everything.
Yeah, whatever the fuck. I don't
but
know.
I mean, no, but I was reading an interesting article actually that was saying every person alive today is related to someone who was alive. So, sorry, everyone who was alive 1,000 years ago are the ancestors of everybody alive today. So, scientifically, mathematically, you can calculate that we are all one. We are all related genetically. So, really,
yeah,
Black History Month is
really
for everybody.
I want to be related to Trump, though. That's like when you
sadly, that's what it is. Shouts out to Tim Joshua. He says, big up to Bob Mueller for tying a noose around Trump's presidency. And big up to Raekwon. I wonder if their baby's name, if there are babies named Mice Diggy out there, too.
Not yet, mate. You know what I mean? I'm only just getting started with the Mice Diggy thing, really. I got called on stage on Monday. My friends were performing last week. I went there, and the girl, she's like, Maestro! And I just went on stage like that. And I couldn't be bothered. There's like 700 people there. I couldn't be bothered to go, wait, hey guys, stop the music, stop. Yeah, my name's actually Mike Stevie, but do it. Yeah, so I just went, I ran along with it. And then, you know, this week it's been like, big up Maestro, man, you smashed it. So hopefully soon anyway, Tim. Thanks for that. Hopefully you might, you know what I mean? If you feel like, whether it be a girl or a boy, you can get away with my sliggy.
At first, when you said you hadn't gotten started yet, I thought you meant on naming your own child my sliggy.
Nah, I haven't really got started with getting everyone to know that my name is fucking... My sticky.
God damn it.
Yeah, forget the kids, man. It's more important.
Yeah, first things first. Yeah. But no, so yes, as we wave goodbye to Black History Month, we say hello on the 1st of November to World Vegan Day.
What? One day for vegans.
That's all they get. See, they got to like earn their stripes.
Today's, tomorrow's going to be World Vegan Day.
No, not tomorrow, Wednesday. Because tomorrow is Halloween. But yeah, the
Yeah,
Wednesday,
do you see that? Don't you think that's kind of weird? Like the last day of Black History Month is Halloween.
Huh? It's conspiracy. Let's see what Clean has to say about it.
Well, I'm meant to stick my black head in a pumpkin now, yeah?
Basically. But yes, and the fact, because you're, I think, veganism, you're going to see that soon take over the world. Like, we're still kind of mocked a bit. I'm not a strict vegan, but
yeah.
I'm more or less vegan. But I mean...
Yeah, but if you kill your own chickens, that I don't know if that's classed as vegan.
I think that's called gangster. Like, that's
keeping
it real.
Yeah, but it's not vegan.
No, it's not vegan, but it is doing the right thing. And, you know, again, going back to our human truth, our human history, our prehistoric ancestors who started off the human race, they were vegans. So, you know, this is the way to go, really. So, really, it is important.
Who are vegans?
Our prehistoric ancestors on Earth, like, say, the first Homo sapiens. They were vegans living a hunter-gatherer diet, which is proven to be, like, the healthiest option for sustaining the planet.
But what about, because they say about, what's the diet... The caveman diet. Is it the paleo diet?
That's what it's been named. I mean, I've been living like that for years, and then I heard it got given this trendy name, and then
like
everyone
what?
In coffee shops are
what
talking
is that?
About it.
What's the paleo diet?
Which is basically like based on a hunter-gatherer diet. So
what's the one where, because they say there were people that they had to live in caves, and they're the ones who survived, but mainly on fish.
Oh, I don't know. That's
Is it?
No, I don't know. That means to me. Well,
no,
there's pescatarian.
To
do you mean pescatarian?
I guess it's pescatarian.
Because a pescatarian is someone who doesn't eat meat, but they eat fish.
I know that, but there are people, like, I don't think they only ate fish, but there's an argument that, you know, yeah, this is a good diet to have, like, you know, a vegan diet.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that had to survive only on... You know, more sort of fishy foods. And so they went into the sea, did their fishing, came back to the cave, cook it up. Or maybe they ate raw, I don't know. But there's that side of, you know, the argument, I guess.
Yes, like, see, I think the evidence that shows that the first diets were vegan was because it needed tools to be able to eat meat, like to eat red meat and, you know, to be able to actually cut up meat and eat it and stuff would have required tools, and that took an evolutionary step, which is like tens of thousands of years before we were, as a species, using tools. So what that proves is that we were obviously eating fruit, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and then just... biologically, it's so much healthier. And then also, that's the biggest... The meat eater's diet is the largest contributor to global warming, you know, today. It contributes more to greenhouse gases than all cars, all aeroplanes on the
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Which
like,
is
just bred
appalling.
They've bred so many cows and...
Yeah.
That, like... What do they say? There's something to do with the methane gases? That's causing more...
It's a combination. So you have, like, cows give off... a lot more methane, you know, the most amount of methane, which then we cut down an acre of rainforest every day in the Amazon, acre every day. So that's an acre of land of trees that would absorb all the harmful gases. So like all the methane and stuff that isn't being replaced. And so we're clearing more and more rainforest ground to make space for agriculture. And then ultimately what ends up happening is that land ends up being desertified because the land can't be sustained, and so then we're just draining the earth by eating these ridiculous meaty diets. And then all the people who are like to me, oh no, it's fine though because I only eat chicken's like the dirtiest meat you can eat, unless, like I'm saying, you're gonna go and get it from my friend's farm and kill it yourself and eat that chicken. But it's like, it's so grimy when you look at the meat industry and how chickens, the life they live, is absolutely appalling. Go and check out the documentary Cowspiracy if you want to see something that's shocking. And then there's Food Inc. There's loads of really interesting documentaries about it, but I think you're going to see more. I think even at Apple, they're looking to kind of invest in, they see the future is veganism, and so there's money to be made here and stuff. So of course people are going to be milking this.
Yeah, that's the thing about it, is that you've got a lot of like false preaching. So even, you know, there was a while where everybody was like agave syrup, that's better than sugar, agave, and then they found out that the agave only comes from like South America or something like that. And the companies that were processing, you know, that were manufacturing it, were lying about how much of it was, you know, like 100% agave, basically.
Oh, I'm sure, because the same thing happens with maple syrup as well.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
And Manuka honey. Like, yeah, apparently Manuka. There's more Manuka honey consumed every year than is produced.
Which means that it's not really...
Yeah, so...
That's scary,
and this
man.
Is why I'm saying, for me, I follow a diet of I just avoid processed food. Because you have no idea what you're eating. If you're opening a packet and eating that, you have no idea how many people have handled that, how many pieces of turd that rolled in before you ate it, what the ingredients are, the long-term effects of the chemicals that you're eating. It just doesn't make any logical sense, you know? Mm. So I think, yes, open your mind and your life will improve. The world will improve. That is an individual contribution you can make to better the world, is cut out meat of
have
your
you
diet.
Have you seen that? I know you don't watch telly that much, but there's a McDonald's advert. I think it's McDonald's
Jesus.
Where they're like, because you know, everybody was saying, it's my forte now. So everybody is saying like, about it not being 100% beef and whatnot. So their campaigns now are to prove to everybody that it is real.
Yes, I think I read an article about it. I didn't see that.
Yeah, but the weirdest shit, what they do, instead of like being really honest about it, I don't know how honest they could be, but what they've done is just kind of put a montage together of different, it'll be like, Barry's going to find out whether it's real, or Fiona's going to find out if it's real. And they're going to different sections, you know, I guess different parts, different departments or whatever. It is McDonald's. They're going to different departments within McDonald's, and then it's going, Barry, is it beef? Tick, yes. Jeremy, is it beef? Yeah, like that. And you're meant to believe it.
Yeah, of course, you know. But that's why you need to, I think, again, another reason to avoid processed food, because then you actually know, you're not just having to trust these corporate liars who are just out for profit and what they say. Of course, they're going to say, yeah, it's great. But
so Abby's just informing us that Lidl did it with wine also, because there was a woman that said it tasted awful. So they called her out and took her traveling. Oh, they took her traveling, went somewhere. Wow, boy.
Cool.
That's
so
crazy,
if we want
isn't
a free holiday, let's think of who we can go at. And then
well,
maybe
I'll tell you
somewhere.
A good life hack. I got a friend from years back, and this is all he used to do. He used to write a letter complaining to whether it be Cadbury's or whoever. Oh, I found some hair in my blah, 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 blah. And then they would be like, yeah, here's a month's supply of...
Oh, da, da, da. So
yeah, he back. Because you know when it's like, if you got a complaint, if you want to see the complaints department, you fucking write a letter. So if you don't write a letter, then shit ain't happening, innit? But when they see you write a letter, they're like, oh shit, okay, this person's probably will go all the way. So let's just... So he used to batter that frigging Andrex. He's got like a year supply of toilet roll.
He is Costco. Yeah, then he went on to set up Costco.
Costco.
Just raking it in.
Yeah, man. It is crazy though. The way, like, now you don't know who to believe, you know? Like, I was saying about the agave thing, that was a... Like, yo, don't touch sugar, don't touch this, agave is the safest thing. And then a year later, it's like, nah, actually agave, like most of the shit you've been buying ain't even, it's probably 60% in there agave, the rest is like...
Which is, again, like, why, and this is the whole organic industry, they're just as guilty. People are in business to make profit, to make money. So they're going to say and do whatever they can to promote their product at whatever cost. And that's why I say, you know, there's a reason why you don't see... adverts for broccoli or adverts for spinach. No one's making money out of spinach, you know, but people are making money out of like marketing this idea that agave is going to change your life and save the planet and stuff. And it's like, just stick to actually eating what our digestive system is designed to consume and you'll be fine.
Yeah,
and
there's some good stuff out there that's like a good alternative. Maple syrup, but like you said, you got to make sure that's proper.
Mad expensive as well.
Yeah, but it's worth it, man. It's your body, isn't it?
Mm. But I mean, even something like maple syrup or manuka honey. Well, manuka honey is antiviral, so it can be used in other kinds of ways. But even just consuming sugar, sugar consumption, that is like the biggest threat to the modern diet right now. Salt and sugar. And so it doesn't matter how you're consuming sugar, whether it's organic sugar, demerara sugar, agave, or whatever. Sugar is going to lead to obesity. It's going to lead to diabetes. This is killing the population.
It depends on how much of it you have, you know, and also how you deal with it after. So, like, you know, if you're just sitting down all day, but you're eating, you know, maple syrup, I'm eating all the best shit I can, that's cool, but you still got to kind of get rid of it in something more than just like sitting on the toilet every, you know what I mean?
No, but it's not, and that's also why you shouldn't eat processed food, because when you eat an apple, what you're having is the cell structure of that apple. There's a lot of sugar in an apple.
Yeah, like you're also say,
so the there's fructose, a lot of sugar.
When you're talking about sugar, like fructose, that's a
yeah,
big...
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. So with when you drink a glass of orange juice, a glass of Tropicana, what you're getting in there is like a complete, it's very far removed from the original fruit. Yeah. So you're getting a real refined, concentrated shot of sugar, like equivalent to what you get in a can of Coca-Cola. Mm. When you eat an orange, which has a lot of sugar in also, what you're getting there, it's the cell structure of the orange, you're getting all of that sugar, you're getting the vitamin C, you're getting a lot of fiber as well. So all of those mixed together, which we've been eating for tens of thousands of years, that is naturally processed through your body. When you eat processed food, you're not getting all those other elements in the fruit. So that's why it's more harmful. Even eating a lot of fruit can be harmful, especially like to your teeth.
I don't
eat
that much fruit, man, because nowadays a lot of it is too sugary. It's too sweet.
Oh, I eat tons. That's the healthiest proven diet is fresh fruit and vegetables, and that will protect your cardiac risk, your, you know, mental, neurological health risk, that will protect you against cancer. Like, you know, there's a lot of hard data that proves that. So, and this is the thing that most people don't have in their diet is fresh fruit and vegetables, you know, and so this is why we'll see it. But people want to eat large amounts of refined sugar, and that's why we're seeing this spike in diabetes and obesity-related illness, which is killing the nation.
Yeah.
But we do
digress. I think
you've got to
be careful. I definitely think, like, you know, I think the same thing with agave, like we're talking about how people are out there kind of jerking the system, making us pay for this and that.
Trendy shit.
The same thing is happening with fruit, I think, where it's like, because a lot, yeah, you're right, we probably should, but there's a lot more fruit now where, like, say you, all right, you know for this, you go to America, you walk around in New York, some big, massive, like, you know, supermarket, health spot or whatever, but you look at the fruit and it's just like, whoa, how big and shiny it is and all that. It looks like it's had friggin' plastic surgery. The fruit's all Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of that now. There's a lot of that where big, massive strawberries and big this and big that, where that, you know, like, if you look at the original banana, it's like this. Some tiny-ass thing and you eat it, it doesn't taste that sweet. It doesn't taste, but the, you know, the health benefits in that compared to if you just go to, you know, wherever, Lidl, and buy their bananas.
No, there's,
you know,
species of fruits that are designed for the market. So the Sainsbury's or Tesco's or whatever, they see
that certain things are more
popular. And so then they buy more of those. But the fact is, for you to get diabetes just from eating fresh fruit, you would need to eat tons and tons and tons compared to just downing like 3 liters of Coca-Cola per day. So
that's a massive difference. But
yeah, no. So I'm saying to have a health impact from eating large amounts of fruit, you would be needing to eat a quantity which is just literally you can't even consume that much kind of thing.
But honestly, I think it depends on what type of fruit, where you're getting it from, you know, where it's grown and all that. Because there's some shit, like all the mutant fruit, you know, where it's seedless this and seedless that. Like, how the fuck does this shit grow with no seeds in it?
It's still...
And people have been eating that for years, do you know what I mean? So that's where I think it's like, you have to be careful of what you put out there. Is like, you know, when the doctor's like, yeah, 5 a day, nowadays that you eat the 5, there ain't enough nutrition in it. And it's because it's just like standard shit that... You know, the soil where it's grown it hasn't got nutritional value like it used to when it, you know, so it's not the same type of fruit that, you know, it's meant to be. Frankenfruit.
Frankenfruit.
Yeah.
But Coming up, we still have a special guest in the studio ready to join us. Chester P. Hackenbush is going to be with us shortly. And right after this, we're going to get into an investigation as well. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. Dr. Digmund Freud.
And here's some brand new Mayhem Loren and DJ Muggs featuring Rock Marciano.
Yeah. Straight up. Live shit, man, for my street niggas.
Coast to coast.
Stand up, hold your own niggas, man.
Block to block.
Do what you say and say what you mean, niggas.
Hood to hood.
Real shit. Check it. Street religion's what I practice. Cuban link chain my hat backwards. Accelerate weight, living the fastest. Covered in graphics, my shirts look like art pieces. My life story's like a sharp thesis. My heart preaches what my mind knows. Sets over emotion. Never see pyramids built without devotion. I seen fiends sucking glass like a Play-Go. The money that we use in the strip clubs is Play-Doh. Friends become foes, foes become alliances. Gold bars get stashed inside appliances. Staying free, being a G, I'm like a scientist. Red and green belt on my waist, that's where the iron is. Queens founded, international minded. Dollar signs under my eyelid. I'm a hybrid design with superior strength and personality. This Queens niggas about to do it for the galaxy. The calculator's good, my scale is calibrated. I'm still a wolf, look at the word. And then I salivated, know a couple Rambos that hop out Lambos. I ain't really about that, I'm good with my hand froze. Living low key, fuck doing OT. I'll be going OT till I'm an OG. With grays in my goatee. Hello, motherfuckers calling me OT.
Check it. Bloody murder, a young version of Ike Turner. Watch it bird, I might burn her with the curler. Severely hurt her, but the word I can nurture. Long furs isn't hers in the house of worship. At the funeral, I heard it got turned up. Gangbangers from the rival turf shot the church up. Live by the gun, die by it. What good is science to a man if he can't apply it? By many I was praised, but I'm unfit. Stared deaf in the eyes, never once flinched. Cocked a hammer on the gun, left a thumbprint. Come with me, young blood under covenant. Put the hit on him, if he led, pull a mulligan. Chrome 357 with the rubber grip. Sip the Baileys on the rocks like Puffy. Pot lucky, pop you cannot touch me. Hunt for treasure, struggling to touch cheddar. Fuck nigga, probably be a bum forever. Was once tight, but in due time sever. Birds of a feather flock together, rock. Know what I'm saying? Light off, nigga. Let it flow. That's hell of a seafood spread, brother. May laid out for us too. Stay fly to the day I die, that's the slogan. Fly bitch bone in 550, we the coldest. Ice chokers, cut the pie, ghetto stock brokers. In 89 had a line for the smokers. Still rock on like a king, my nuts is hanging low. Nigga play the 4-4, ain't for show. Nigga, leave your thoughts on the sidewalk. For that fly talk, twist when it slide off.
It's Roots Maneuver, bigging up the Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio. Wicked every time as usual, you know how it goes. Splendid.
Splendid. That last cut, Mayhem Loren and DJ Muggs. Street Religion's the name of that track, featuring Rock Marciano. And that's off a brand new album that the two have teamed up for, that's called Gems from the Equinox. And they've also got appearances on there from Sean Price, Action Bronson, Conway, Benny the Butcher, and more. It's out now on all platforms. And who knows, maybe we'll be getting them on the show soon.
You never know.
And it is FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love. And Mice is going to be right back.
Yeah, that's right, man. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker don't deserve to be here, man. Turn up my headphones, though. You know what I'm saying? I can't hear shit up in here. There you go.
Is that better?
There you go.
Yeah?
There you go, bitches and bitchettes. That's right. We want to welcome y'all down to the FUBAR Radio Cafe, where we give you exactly what you need. You know what I'm saying? And it does rhyme with need. Ha-ha! Anyway, y'all know who it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm the bad mother lover. You know what I'm saying? I go by the name of Mysack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Pass me a light. Bye. Sack. Hayes, man. I ain't never coming down. You know why? Because I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I was about to say lover, bitch. But you know what I'm saying? Ain't no thing but a chicken's limb. You feel me? Let me in there. You know what I'm saying? Let me in. Yeah, this week's investigation comes courtesy of... You know what? I'm going to start switching up the investigation, Sarah Love.
Okay.
I've realized, because when you see the picture, Sherlock Homeboy...
Yeah,
I look serious. You know what I mean? I got the magnifying glass. I look like I'm really out to be trying to find out some shit.
You got on some Russia investigation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So now, exactly. So I'm going to start sending myself out on these investigations, and I need you lot to help me out. This week, I'm going to go over to the White House. The problem is, I can't stay away from the digital pub, so I need to make sure...
Neither can Trump.
Yeah.
He's on, you know what I mean?
He's always on Twitter. How about that? I want to be on Twitter. I want to be able to be on Facebook, but I just don't want to use up all my data. Do you know what I mean? I'd rather be able to just log in to the White House password or the White House Wi-Fi.
Just sit outside.
Yeah. Just sit outside on the lawn.
Have you ever done that? Been locked out of somewhere and you're like, okay, let me just stay close because
trust
the
me,
Wi-Fi.
I've been locked out of my studio. I was like, no! I drove all the way there and I forgot the studio room keys. But the worst thing is, I was just walking through because we're in a warehouse, so there's like a couple other businesses there. Walked through, hey, Wen, what's going on, man? Chatting to him for about 10 minutes. Yeah, man, I'm good, bro. Alright, cool, man. You have a good day, yeah?
See you later.
Yeah, carry on. Walk to the next. There's another office. Hey, how you doing, Joe? Yo, chat. And then I'm like, yeah, actually, I need to go and get some work done. Bam. Walk around the corner, get to the studio, pull out my set of keys and realize I didn't have keys there. Yo, it was the worst feeling ever. But luckily, there's a dusty-ass couch outside, so I just stayed on there. I was like, yo, see, when you get into the studio, bruv, to get me in, he's like, yeah, I'll be there probably tomorrow. I said, fuck you then, bruv. Like, he came later on and sorted
like,
me
hang
out.
Hang tight.
It was the worst feeling, man. I was like, man. So, you know.
But you had Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I had Wi-Fi, and I didn't even need to know the password. I'd done put the password in from years ago, so I didn't even need to worry about that. But I want to go off Sherlock Holmes. You know what I mean? Mysack Hayes is going to go on a little expedition.
Yeah.
He's going to go to the White House and investigate what the hell is going on. First thing I need to do, though, is get online. And so I've been trying to figure out what I think the Wi-Fi password could be. I'm not sure yet. The first thing I typed in, though, you want to know the first thing I typed in? Because I thought, fuck it, let me see if this works.
Yeah.
I really thought that this was it because it felt like it would make sense. So I went, I typed in lowercase, though, yeah? I typed in, orange is the new black. And then, but it didn't work, though. But I thought Trump, you know, Obama being black, but it didn't really work.
No, that deserves, that was good.
Oh, thank you very much. So, I want you lot to help me out with this one, man. Please hit me up. Mice Investigates. Can you help me figure out what the Wi-Fi password is at the White House? So, obviously, Trump has changed it, you know what I mean? Because Obama's out. And we're just trying to figure out exactly what he might have changed it to. Hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com, or you could tweet us at foobarradio, at DJ Sarah Love, or at Mice Diggy. Can you help me figure out the Wi-Fi password at the White House?
I think it's definitely got to be something that's easy for him to remember.
Like
White House password or something.
White House password. It's funny you say that. I asked a couple of people and they gave you answers like that. Yeah. It's quite hilarious.
Down the digital pub.
You know what I mean? Down the old digital pub. But I did think, I was like, you know, like you're saying something simple. And I did think that it would be the number 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And P. A Y, toupee. But I don't know. Obviously, next week I'm going to try this out. Shout to Mark Hale. He says it's got to be grab that pussy.
Probably. Probably. I wouldn't even. That's the times we're living in where we were, if that news broke,
yeah,
people wouldn't even be that surprised.
They'd be like, damn, I should have thought of that one, man. Trump is a cool dude, isn't it?
And then get props.
Don't you think it's fucked up society now? It's like, you do some fucked up shit, people are like, right, they're pretty cool.
Crazy.
You know, like, yeah, it's mad, man.
Mm-hmm.
Is it nighttime already out here? What's going on, man? There's some Matrix shit going on here, man.
That's the change of season. Yeah. No, but it's no, it would have to be something more bigging himself up. Like, you know, Trump wakes up every day and he looks in the mirror and he like points at himself and says like boosting things. Not boosting
it, I've got a feeling it might be something linked with the Trump Towers.
Like,
so it could be like Trump Tower bitch.
Bitch.
Yeah, like, you know,
bitch in capital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to James Cole. He says he's probably changed it back to password.
Blatantly as password.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
a simple guy, man. You can't overcomplicate things because yeah, he'll get lost. He's already lost.
Shout out to Dominic Bandoni. I don't know if he'd have changed it to this. Do you know what I mean? Maybe somebody else that works there might have felt like it would be funny to do that. Mm. But he's put brutal old cunt 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the 1, 2, 3, 4 bit. I was like, I don't know, man.
That's too complex for him.
Yeah, I was like, yo.
Oh, dear.
That sounds like the password he would have probably put in there. But shout out to Dave Pike. And this goes along with what you were saying earlier. He says, knowing Trump, it would probably be the White House. The White would be in capitals.
#NeverForget. Yeah, it'll be something
but,
like that.
Yeah, when you put hashtags in your passwords, man, that's when you know you're too deep in this internet game. But no word of a lie, Sarah Love. My cousin just the other day, he was like, I'm not being funny, but what does this mean? And then he put a hashtag.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
You love that?
That's
I was
so
cracking
cute.
Up. I couldn't even answer in the group. I was like, man, I don't even know what to say in there.
You're yeah, because I would have sounded like some. From him.
Nah, but I would have sounded like some dickhead, like, oh, bruv, come on, man, you know what hashtag is. And he'd be like, what? I'd be getting all deep on the hashtag. Look, hashtag blah, 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 hashtag this, hashtag. Like, a few years ago, there was a really cool hashtag a lot of us were getting involved in.
Mm.
Back when, this was when Twitter was, you know, people were still jumping on it, I think around 2010 sort of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't gonna lie, I was late.
Popping off, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I was late to the Twitter party, but once I got there. But then, you know, people used to, it was like you'd get a hashtag and they just battered, just try and make the fun, you know, say the funniest shit using it. People don't do it now, I don't know why, I guess. The creative juices may stop flowing.
Or maybe it's like the threat of nuclear war, like, you know, and real kind of things happening where people are suddenly like, oh my God.
Maybe, but then.
No, because now it's like Black Lives Matter or.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
Why?
I mean, look, you see the problem with the Black Lives Matter thing, and it's not a problem as much, but it's just the fact that I don't understand how people hear Black Lives Matter and then they add in their head. But the rest don't. Like, people are upset with people saying Black Lives Matter when they forget the reason why they were saying Black Lives Matter is because a whole bunch of black people were getting killed by the police.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, yo, these guys don't matter. We do. It was like,
we're
yo, we matter as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe, you know, but it fucking gets on my
nerves.
Actually,
that's another hashtag, the White Lives Matter. And then this last week, there was a protest in the States with these neo-Nazis. So I
Again.
Think there were 100 of them and they were out in the street and with their megaphone and stuff giving some talk. But then 200 equal rights protesters turned up.
Wow.
And then they were like playing like and just playing dance tunes to drown them out and everything. And then they
what
ended
was their
up
point of the White Lives Matter?
Well, I guess same thing, because they're just like, hey, we'll never forget, we built this country and all this kind of thing. And
this is it's sad and
we
crazy
need unity.
Because, you know, the crazy thing is that you'll get it just feels like. Like, when people are going against something like Black Lives Matter, they're not going against it in a way like, hey, don't forget about us. Like, it kind of sounds like you're saying we don't matter as well. They're going at it like, fuck you, we matter. You guys don't matter as much as we. And it's like, oh, shit, it's all turned into, like, some weird
scary.
Ego. Yeah, it's like, it's not, it's almost like we don't really care about the people. We care more about how the fuck we feel when you say something like that. It's like, do you understand why they're saying Black Lives Matter? If you don't, no. then just shut the fuck up for now and try and find out.
They've not bothered to research the same people who are pissed off about people kneeling for the American anthem at the football games and stuff. Like, it's just not researching and just making your own assumptions. Don't assume, otherwise you make an ass out of you and me. Great American.
Yo, this shit is weird, but and that's why I don't really. Another thing as well, you know, we spoke about that girl that had to apologize, or she didn't apologize, but whatever, she said all white people. She didn't say that, but everyone thought she said all white people
are racist
and all that. I thought about that, and I was like, you know, I think the thing that upsets me the most is that, you know, I think people need to work more on the problems and start giving us solutions as opposed to always pointing out what the problems are, because it's making a lot of people feel uncomfortable, you know, to the point of like they don't really know how to react. And so the first reaction is sort of the primitive. You go back to fuck you, da 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 da, and all that. And also, I feel like it's kind of pushing people away, you know, like when you got people going, you got people talking about, say, slavery, what happened back in the slavery times. And
Monroe Bergdorf.
That's it. Yeah. Monroe Bergdorf. So that's a mixed race girl, boy, whatever. Yeah, that's a mixed race person,
and
right?
And I think her point was that ultimately society is set up in a way where, you know, white men are at the top of the food chain.
See, but then so a person, I'm black, yeah, I'm just the dark skinned person. And then I could say she's as privileged as she's saying all the white people. As a mixed race person, she's more privileged than I am. You get what I'm saying? Because of the white privilege that she's talking about, she's more privileged than me now.
And in that, from that perspective, that is again a racial hierarchy which comes from the colonial era of Europeans, and the transatlantic slave trade.
So my point is, she's mixed, so she's, you know, there's black and white. Came together in unity. Do you know? Nah, but honestly, they came together in unity.
Yeah. Unity.
Yeah, they came together in unity. Maybe that's more what she should be talking of, like promoting or pushing, because all she's doing is making black people
highlighting.
No, listen. She's making highlighting, and she's making black people more angry at white people, and then she's making white people angry at her. For saying something like going, what?
But this is why it's so important for us to never forget people like Nelson Mandela, because that was the incredible job that he did. He united a country. Like, he could have gone down the Robert Mugabe route of like, right, let's hunt down all these white farmers and drive them out of this country and take vengeance. But he was like, no, we need reconciliation. And so he led the country through a whole process of South Africa acknowledging our history.
And he's like, nah,
and
we don't.
Sport, rugby, the Springboks, to unite the country and realise, look, we're all here and in the same team, and this is all of our history, and us taking vengeance is not gonna do anything helpful to anyone else. But what do you guys think? The question was actually about the Wi-Fi code for the White House.
Yeah. So hit me up with the Wi-Fi code for the White House. Hit me up at hiphop@foobarradio.com. I said that right, innit?
Yeah.
That felt weird.
Hiphop@foobarradio.com,
or you could tweet us at DJ Sarah Love, at Mice Diggy, at Foobar Radio.
And after this, we're going to be joined by the one and only Chester Pete Hackenbush.
Joey Page. Diet Sick. So, Made of Mist. I just wonder if you could tell us a bit about it, because it just seems like such an interesting song.
It's kind of nice to play that and, like, stand in solidarity with people at our shows, which are, like, safer spaces, which means, like, if anyone touches you without consent or something at the show, like, we will stop and, like, take care of it.
The best time, though, this guy would not stop.
Like, we stopped in the middle of our song, like, twice to be like, dude, stop, you're hurting people.
And then the bartender, this woman working behind, she was, like, the coolest person. She just got on the bar and just reached in and just pulled him out of
the
crowd.
Like, by the neck.
Every Wednesday.
Joey Page.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
By the lake looking zoo
juice in the face. Told him not to ever only be a truce at the wake. Hold the cake, spill the rosé, strawberries, OJ. Stay calm, Shaquille Palm to your Kobe. Take you fishing with Fredo, rocks in your shoes, couple of moves, 50 bucks for your yayo. Salt beef bagel, brick lane, watch cable, marble table, sick chain, calm your facial. Avon lady on the doorstep, pay me. AG, 95, rhyme style, AZ. Stack of whack demos, use them as a doorstop. Cruising into Fort Knox, doing what you thought not. See me in your jaw drop, drop the ball, hop the wall. Stop the brawl, speaking code, tell him not to call. I'm lazy, just Saturday like the weekend. I would never pretend we could ever be friends. Whoa, naughty dude, whoa.
Whatever that guy, whatever that guy said, dope, dope man.
I don't f*** around like an ill dog. I need putting down, puffing clouds all load out. Yeah, you know me now. The smooth as Pippin with the fade. I'm of age. In my younger days, my mind was the crystal in the maze. Look at the sides, I perfected the waves. No one's perfect, you can still spot the errors in my ways. Understand the blessings are rare. White rappers, I'ma kick this to you, chilling in the therapist chair. Fix your face, salad with the grapes. My day one, it hooks me up with the apes. You shook from the gate, dining with the V's. You'll be dining with the apes, Jamaican horns at your weight. I'm a sandwich, sure, but picnic basket. You can't call me, I'm balmy. You rhyme with Marcus Garvey with the army. Your soul's hollow, you're trying to fill it with a gold bottle. I'm not a role model, so I had to cop the Barclays.
Soul crafted carpenter about fitting writer's blocks into plush mahogany mathematical angle. Cold furnace, lyrical blacksmith. I hammer down cold steel, unbreakable bars into ingots. And I would turn 12 breaths to vinyls, turn wax to gold dust and gold dust to piecemeals. Towers built, Gilgamesh reach higher. Verses like early morning prayers after ceasefire. I'm carrying skeleton keys, unlocking any unbreakable safes, invincible output, contaminating the water with rare chemical. My voice stimulating the key to your girl's. She's biting her bottom lip and I get. All I am is setting the scene, and the scene is set in motion. I'm writing a verse on a block of ice. I'm filling this page with more blue waves than the Pacific Ocean.
Triple V, that track's called Polo Zeus. It's produced by Juggernaut, and that's from the new group Triple V. That's consisting of some of Nottingham's finest: Capo, Juggernaut, Vandal, Savage, Get Meh, and new. They've got a new album that's called Bozo Boys. That's dropping tomorrow, actually, and they're going to be on the show in a couple weeks too. Ooh. So that should be quite fun. This is myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy. This is the Hip Hop Show, and we are happy. Very happy
super
to have
happy.
A super special guest right here, Chess of Chess.
Hello.
The Chess Monster.
The Monster.
Yeah, is it? It's not Chess Monster anymore, no?
Yeah. You can call me what you want.
Chester P. Hackenbush.
We're beard brothers, it doesn't matter.
Chester's been admiring my beard, you know what I mean? Because I'm
jealous.
Don't really, I don't get to grow. You know, this is a long-ass growth, boy. It's 3 years.
That's what you were saying. Yeah. We had an interesting chat about beards just now.
But, yeah. But this is the new conversation that men have. It's like it's beard
brothers.
Culture.
Yeah. Beards. It's a part of lad culture now, isn't it? Beards.
Yeah, it's essential.
Yeah, it has just turned into something.
To be honest, like...
It has turned into something, isn't it?
Yeah,
though?
So it's gone a bit... me and my brother, we were wearing beards and moustaches when it was so uncool.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? We pioneered
so
that stuff.
Yeah.
We're so ahead of our time. People used to be like, "What's up with these guys in the facial hair?" And we were like, "No, this is one day you're gonna know that we pioneered this.
One day it all makes sense."
It's the same with my style, really. So many people bit it, I had to stop using it. And then it sounds like I copy them to all the new kids.
How does that feel when you hear certain people? You're like, "Right, that's me."
It feels great. It feels great until they pretend
Tony the
that
Tiger
they invented
great
me. Mm. You know, it's like, it's cool. Just don't invent me. Mm. I invented you. No, I mean, that's not true. A leaf. A leaf cannot grow a tree. We have to remember that. Mm. A tree was already there and established. Leaf just come off a branch. Hip hop is a tree. There's lots of roots. There's lots of branches. And the artists are just leaves. We got to remember that, man. Don't ever think you're a tree, man. You're a leaf.
Yeah, but
you're not even an acorn. You can't even grow a tree. You're just a leaf. We all are. That's all of us. We're just
shout out to Leaf Dog. I don't think this is a subliminal.
No, of course not. No, Leaf knows it's not. That was good.
Because he's, you know what's deep is that Leaf now, I can hear rappers, I hear new cats, and I'm like, oh shit, you sound like Leaf Dog.
That's how it goes, though. I mean, that is how it goes, isn't it? You know what I mean? So I've never took it personally as a disrespect. I've always found it quite, I've always admired it. Yeah, I've always thought, because I don't feel like no one's ever copied me.
No.
You know what I mean? No, not copied me, inspired by it.
Yeah,
it's two different things, you know what I mean? And in some people's eyes, it might be, they might think, oh, you sound too much. I've never really looked at it like that. I just kind of think to myself, I'm very proud to have inspired so many people. I think that's lovely, you know what I mean? There's been famous people throughout our careers and people who have made, like, a great amount of money who run around going, yeah, you know, we were really inspired by Task Force and blah, blah, blah. And to me, it's like, I don't need validation. Just chuck me a few quid. I'm broke out here. If you're making millions of pounds from music that was inspired by me, just chuck me a couple of quid, mate. You know what I mean?
So, at least get me a feature or something.
Yeah. The only big artist, the big name out of all the ones who go around saying, yeah, we were really inspired by Chester and Farmer. The only one was Jamie T, who actually put some money in my pocket.
Wow.
He took me on tour. He made sure I got paid properly. He made sure all my PRS was paid for the tour. No one else has never done that. Everyone's like, yeah, I'm really inspired by them guys. But, But it's just like, don't, it's cool to just take, but there is a law of equivalent exchange.
And the thing is when you do it too much as well, when it's to the point of like, I'm sure there are more people saying it to you than you thinking about it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is.
And then when
course.
It gets like that, that's when you're like, right, for real.
Actually, hold on. Yeah. I haven't even thought about it because I humble myself. You know what I mean? And again, it's like, it's not a bit of thing. I don't actually hear a lot of similarity in me and a lot of people who say that they sound like me. I don't actually personally hear it. Sometimes I feel offended and think, what, you think I sound that bad? Bruh. Yeah. You know what I mean? No, on a serious note, I'm flattered. But it is nice. It's always nice to be given the credit you're due.
The acknowledgement. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And like you're saying, chuck me a few quid. Not like to say, here, fucking feed the 5,000.
No.
But say to me, okay, come, bruv, I want to feature you on a tune. You're one of the people that inspired me. Feature you on a tune. Bam, you know, the album comes out. You get your little royalty. Like,
and then you know what happens is forevermore in my mind, I will respect that. Fully and be like, boom, you know, and like I just did, I would say, boy, Jamie T, out of everyone, he really went out of his way, took me on a tour, you know what I mean? And he made sure me and all the people I bring with me were fed, paid, and blah, blah, blah. And in my whole music career, he was the most genuinely supportive person I've ever met. You know what I mean?
Wow, like,
out of everyone. And I don't know him, but he gave me the most honesty, the most love and respect.
Wow.
And he actually went out of his way to repay something that he felt like he owed.
Yeah.
Whereas other people, what they do is they take so much from you that your existence makes them insecure. So they try and I remember being the man who everyone went, you're the baddest rapper, right? And I remember a big bunch of these current rappers in the front rows of my shows looking at me. And I remember the way they used to look at me, and it's made them so insecure now that they can't look at me
even
no more. And
you.
It's just competition to them. They just want to be better than me, and it's cool. You're better than me. All of you, you're better than me. It's fine. You're better at being knobheads.
I don't know about that.
No, being knobs. You know what I mean? you're all very good at that, you know? You're very good at that. Listen, on the real, like, music's music, man. Everyone's got a right to make it and do it and do it. And just be respectful. All of us should just be respectful of each other.
But I would also say you're someone who, not only have you definitely paid your dues and you've built your whole reputation from like a grassroots to being, you know, I think it's fair to the word legend gets bandied around a lot, but I think it is fair to use that word when we're talking about you, Task Force, because of the impact, and you know, that was a real pivotal time in the UK scene as well. And you're not a diva, and also you're someone who you've taken a lot of time out. I think from day that I discovered Task Force, you've always shouted out and brought through new people as well.
For sure.
So it's not just you giving credit to the guys who came before you and having love for people who, you know, opened doors for you and stuff, but you have also, like, the last time you were here was the same show that Farrah Monch was here in Phonetic. And she was so fresh.
But she's like, she's going places because I'm nothing to do with why she is who she is. She's an amazingly talented person.
No, but you brought her here.
I bring her here to this show.
But that's what I mean. Like that, you don't even need to do that. You could just be chilling, doing your own thing, promoting yourself. But you go out of your way, ransom bad bones.
Most special about Phonetic for me is she's an amazing rapper. And it isn't because she's a woman. She's an amazing rapper. Mm. So to be able to... to be able to enjoy that for me, you know, as for people like Bad Bones and stuff, he's family. Like we never done nothing for Bad Bones that he weren't gonna do for himself anyway. You know, like that's the way I know it is. Like people like that, they were gonna always find their own way. Mm. We just said, boy, you need a shortcut, like, because I need to hear you. You know what I mean?
It's inspirational
to me.
Yeah.
I need to hear you, and that's the way we are. Look, listen, I have nothing but love for where hip hop in this country come from the pioneers, from what I know are the pioneers, because people say we pioneer things. But when I come into this, I had people who were already my heroes. So I can't have pioneered this, you know what I mean? Because I already was looking up to people who were way before me. I was 9 and 8 years old listening to London Posse and Demon Boy. I can't be a pioneer. You can't call me that and let me. You have to understand that I cannot accept that title.
A pioneer.
Legend, I'll take that. I'll soak it up. I'll absorb it like bread in soup, you know what I mean?
But that's also further as to your point that it is important, and there is a duty that artists have in terms of like shouting out the people who come before them, because it's ill-informed to say I'm not saying that Task Force haven't pioneered a certain thing.
No, but it is ill-informed.
Yes, exactly. And that's the only, it's just naivety where people come from when they're like, yeah, the pioneers is
allow someone to say that to me without correcting them,
it would be a mass
misconduct of my ego. You know, that would be me trying to pretend to a generation who might not know any better that's the truth, and it ain't the truth. You know what I mean? This thing has been going on way before. And if you spoke to Rodney or any of the guys who I'm talking about, who were the pioneers to me, they would say no, but we've got pioneers,
and then their pioneers would go back.
And if we went to every single person, we would probably be able to trace this stuff back as far as cave people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I asked Bionic about that because I felt like that his voice was the first time I heard. Like UK hip, like a rapper from the UK or from London using his own voice, you know, not trying to sound too like this or trying to sound too like that. But that was the first time I heard it and thought, right, oh, that's like an English rapper. That's not a rapper trying to sound too yard or trying to be too American.
It was Cockney.
But then later on, for me, because I'm from West. So MCD was the one where it was like, oh, that's the voice.
No, but I mean,
like,
MCD, for any of us of that age, like, come on, man. I mean, he was a person who would put shivers through you.
Yeah, of what he was saying.
Every word was I was hanging off every word he said.
Yeah, and he sounded live English. As well. He sounded straight, like, round the corner. That's when I was like, shit, I need to work on
how to identify with our own identity.
Yeah. And it was deep like that. And so I feel like in your case where you've got people saying, you got like these youths saying you're a pioneer or you're a legend and whatnot, for them you're probably the first time they heard rap and felt like, oh shit, this is someone said, this is like a dude from around the corner who, you know what I mean, saying it the same way I would, whereas everybody else they might not be able to relate to the same way. So I think it's sometimes a case of that, you know.
But it is that, it's a generation thing. But that's why as an artist who might have been around for long enough to know, I've seen 3 generations. I've been a part of the second generation in my eyes. We were like pivotal in the second generation. The first generation came before us. The third generation we're now seeing. You know what I mean? Now we're kind of in the middle of that. And some of the guys before us don't want to admit that we did anything special. And some of the guys after us don't want to admit we've done anything special, because motherfuckers get insecure about Task Force. And it's almost like you know the word whitewashing? Yeah, but it's almost like Task Force washing us out of the hip-hop history to me lately.
Is that what it feels
that's
like?
How, yeah. Sometimes I start thinking to myself, hold on, like, I see something today and they're talking about the most, you know, the most influential British hip-hop things, and they never mention Task Force.
But that's the issue, me too, but that's the issue that I have with the industry, because when it's the music industry, urban music, music industry in this country talking about that stuff, that's where I find a lot of things aren't documented correctly, kind of thing. And so they're from the urban side of things out here, and now it's blowing up. They're not talking about Task Force.
They were talking about British hip hop. I mean, they went through a lot of British hip hop albums, and they even mentioned Mudfam and Mark B. And I just thought, well, if you're going to know Mudfam and Mark B, how can you not even say New Mic Order? How can you not do that?
So, from your opinion, where does New Mic Order stand in terms of like history of hip hop in this country?
I think that was a moment when every generation comes to an end because their age starts dictating the way they're thinking. And then it's a young man's game, hip hop. Some of us older guys, we know that, yeah? It's a young person's game. It really is. Like, a 41-year-old shouldn't be competing with 20-year-olds in hip hop. You're going to get bun. Unless it's me.
Yeah, I was going to say, come on, man.
Nowadays,
20-year-olds,
I've had a beer. Don't listen to me. You know what I mean? Listen, I'm saying, like, at the end of it all, I think there was a lot. When we came, we were brand new. The sound that we came with, no one had heard before.
So exciting.
To people this day and age, they can't understand that because that's the sound that we're all getting bored of now. But we bring that sound. And now there are a few people who are changing the sound of British hip hop. Blah Records consistently puts out music that is a completely different sound to anything previously before it, to a degree, right? And that to me is kind of feels like similar to what must have felt like to people when Task Force first come, because the sound was different and it was new. So the new generation, they want to hear something new. Like my nephew Remus, he don't want to listen to the way we rap like in 1996. He's gonna laugh on man, you know what I'm saying? Right, he's gonna laugh on man, you know, he's gonna be like, rah, where you man rap like cavemen and that,
yeah,
you know,
it's the slang,
but it's a generation thing. It's the words we use, it's the syllables, it's just the whole, it changes.
Stylistic,
yeah, of course. And we have to respect that. Like when time has passed you by, you have to, all things pass, you have to respect that, you have to be.
But I think there's not many groups like where they're a real, like have a real, in this UK thing, that have a real fan movement, like
cult.
I travelled from London to Huddersfield to go and see Task Force and get my Task Force jumper signed again at the show, and that's like, I am definitely a Task Force fan. And then just on the Task Force record, there's, you know, your line, Task Force forever. There's a lot of people, for them, they're just like, yes, yeah. Task Force, like Task Force really means a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah.
No, it still does.
It does, I know. But at the same time, it's like, as an artist though, personally, I got to remember that it's nice for people to feel nostalgia for you, but I still want to be relevant.
Mm. And that's why I want to know what's going on with this new project, because there's a new album.
The post-apocalyptic storyteller. Is this the new album, or is this...
That's a new album, but it ain't been released yet, so it's new.
Yeah, so this is the new album that
but
we were...
it's old to me.
That's
all been recorded to
so
me
what's going on with
ago.
This now? What's going on?
Tell
the last, the post-apocalyptic storyteller... so solo LP, and you produced this.
It's really hard to get this right. It's all live instruments. So me and Django Mancub worked on it. He played most of the instruments. Mm. There's a young lady called Valeria Kurbatova who plays harp on some of the songs.
She sounds like she plays harp. Say that name again.
Valeria Kurbatova.
You can't do anything else but play harp with a name like that.
She plays for the royal family and stuff.
Yeah,
like.
It sounds like it, boy.
She's bringing a harp that is bigger than me into my little flat, like smaller than this room. And all my neighbours are like, what the hell? You know. But then there's another lass who plays flute on all my stuff, who's called Silver Faye, who's they're both musicians in their own right. Mm. But then me and Django, we kind of produced the whole thing together. It's hard to actually explain, you know. I arranged it, but blah blah blah, he played everything, I arranged it. Mm-hmm. We sent it back and forth, so it's a double job. There's no samples, we're not doing samples.
Why is that?
Just because I started learning how to play an instrument, and it intrigued me, and I wanted to try something new and try something different.
And this is a full-length album.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's an hour long.
Yeah. And have you got any featured vocalists on there?
DRS is on there from Broken English. He sings a chorus and he does a verse. Have I got anyone else on there? There's another singer called Faisal on there who sings a chorus. And then probably, not me, I probably haven't got anyone else on there. Nah, I'm like, I'm just miserable, you know what I mean? I don't really get on with no one very well, so.
That's what we all think, Chester, don't worry, we're all in this together.
I'm really, really antisocial. I'm much happier just being on my own. Always.
Why do you feel like you're antisocial?
I just like animals. Over the years, people have you see the worst in humanity. You know what I mean? And to me, it's like badness brings out badness in me, and I'm trying my hardest not to be bad, and I'm not like bad man bad. You know what I mean? Just like trying not to let myself get tapped into all this negative stuff that surrounds us all on a daily basis. And I am as a negative person, you know. So it's important for me to steer clear from that, and I tend to attract people who trouble, you know what I mean, or have bad intentions or the wrong intentions, whether they know that or not. Maybe it's me, maybe it's them, I don't know. I don't really care, but I'd rather be on my own than in a situation where I'm constantly worrying about who is sincere or who isn't. I'd just rather be on my own.
What was the wait for this album?
What do you mean?
Like in terms of when you're releasing it?
Because you said it's already recorded and...
Oh yeah, no, it'll be out February probably, February, March at the latest. There's a few more videos to come before the year's out. Wow. Got some wicked animated video, which was done by a lady called Sophie Johnson, whose whole setup is called Sojo Animation. And you can find her on Twitter. She's got a thing up now trying to raise some money. She works with children. Some of the children done the animation in the video.
Oh, sick.
Amazing. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. She proper knocked it out of the ballpark as well. And then there's another video I've done with Greg Hall. You probably all know Greg Hall is... Yeah,
Greg Hall. No, that was an airdrop.
Sorry, Greg.
No, we're not that clued up. Abby says yes.
He directed the film Plague. The film The Plague, what had Skinny and blah, blah, blah.
Tonight I'll be eating my dinner. I'll be like, oh, that's Greg Hall. I know that name, but I'm just going to go.
Does he have long hair? Was he from Canterbury?
Nah.
Who was the dude from Canterbury? Do you remember years ago?
He filmed Jest's video on the Postman video.
Oh, okay.
I like that video.
That was a controversial one,
didn't
it?
Funny, yeah.
Yo, the funniest shit about that was when there were people arguing in the comments about whether it's good or bad. Yo, that was some shit.
This is the thing. Sometimes you listen to people's arguments and you think, whoa.
But that's the problem with spending too much time online, though, is the things that your conversations that you're exposed to that just aren't actually conducive to anything positive.
You absorb what is around you, you know. See, all that stuff is not healthy, man. I tell you what, like, as someone who has...
online stuff.
Yeah, like, I suffer depression. I clinically diagnosed with depression. And since I was about 14. Now, for a depressed person... Twitter is one of the worst minefields I've ever come across, because I can go on there and I can laugh and cry in 2 seconds, man. And I mean, if you have any kind of mental instability, get offline.
Yeah.
Because it isn't the real world. It's all it is people's anxieties in there, and it just feeds you into your own. You know, go outside, and I bet you life ain't as bad as Twitter tells you it is.
But that's why I'm concerned, though, for kids who are growing up in this generation where that's just normal to be attached to the screen. And hooked onto that,
especially
like,
with
day
virtual
in, day
realities
out.
Coming and stuff. So now we're going to have access to whole new universes without leaving your front room.
But you know, on the glass,
you
got to
piss in your pants, shit in your pants. No, man, but I nearly got there. But I got to the bus.
I nearly clocked it.
Yeah.
It's not inconceivable. But then, you know, in the glass half full side of things, there's lots of good movements and things. And
but
you
that's
know,
yin and yang, isn't it? Though everything has its good and bad. But we have to accept that. This is an interesting point for me at the minute in my life, because you know what? Like, it's so important to allow yourself to be the person you are, no matter whether you're being positive or negative at that time in your life, because you can really do yourself a lot of damage trying to tell yourself you're no good when you're not feeling righteous. People say, oh, you know, you got to smile, you got to keep bollocks to all that, mate. I'm a miserable motherfucker, I don't do smiling. If you want to see smiles, man, go and find someone who smiles, you know what I mean. If you want misery, come find me, man.
We can
sit and do that, like, you know what I mean, like, I'm being absolutely honest, like, people should be allowed to go through whatever emotion they're going through, you know what I mean, without whatever it is, without anyone else dictating to them that they should or shouldn't feel like that.
That's the healthiest thing, and that's what I mean is the problem with social media, because everybody is on this circus of you got to keep up with the Joneses.
I think also media. Yeah,
and it's
I
also one dimensional though.
Yeah.
Have you seen the people who put quotes up and it would be like, never let no one tell you how to live your life, live your life how you want.
They're the ones just
telling
you.
What if you're a paedophile or a rapist?
It's true.
It's
though.
One dimension. Yeah. Come on, man. The world is not a fucking quote. It's not one dimensional. Yeah. I tell you what, like, change is not a slogan. It really ain't. And it can never be brought about by slogans. Change is something that happens without you even knowing it's happening to you. Change, when you think you're changing, you're not. Your mind is lying to you. It's tricking you. It's deceiving you. Because it wants you to think it's in control. But really and truly, change can only come about when you're not thinking about it.
Well, you know, that's one of my favourite quotes that I get a lot of comfort from in life. And I think I see it as validated through science, just through how you interact with people. From Buddha, which is change is the only certainty in life.
Oh, that Buddha. Sorry.
Yeah.
They're two in the
they
same.
They overlap. Yeah.
They're two
yeah,
in the same.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a lot of similarities.
Yeah, which change is the only certainty in life. Like, look at the water cycle. That's the only certainty. Look at, like, recently we were able to observe two stars colliding, yeah, kind of thing. And that's just the transformation of things from one element
to another,
which
pass.
Then forms gold, which then forms, you know. So I think even we're born, we die. Like, there's a cycle there as well. So I think change is, you know, it can be a positive thing too.
It is.
I think
it's
like,
the only positive
going
it's
back
the
on
only real positive thing.
To embrace.
It's evolution, no? Change.
Yeah, no, but it's a certainty. Yeah. And so I'm saying when you embrace that and accept that, it's actually like
that's the
an
thing,
uplifting
but what
thing.
The problem is, when people talk about change, they seem to think that change must only be for the better. But that in itself inhibits you into a negative way of living your life, because you have to be able to accept the dark side in yourself.
But I think that's what... So even going back to what you're saying about, you know, being online and whatnot, I think it's harder for people going through some mental instability, because online people don't even want to be themselves. They find it hard to, like, it's like you can say something and then immediately someone's you know, they feel like you're taking a dig at them, like very thin skinned, and it's like
it's
the worst place.
It's like people scrolling through a timeline to find a reason to be offended.
Yeah. It's like that. Yeah,
it's like there's no real reason. You're just looking for a reason.
Yeah, you just want to be angry.
Offense wasn't given; it was taken. You know what I mean? You took offence. I never gave offence. I'm not an offensive person. But it's a double-edged sword, like everything. Like we've already said, you know what I mean? It's a double-edged
sword. Exactly,
but
that's what I'm saying. So for me, yeah, there's lots of downsides to social media and being online too much kind of thing. But then I have to constantly counteract that with, yeah, but there's lots of good things that have come out of social media, whether that's on a one-on-one interaction or a whole movement where a whole people have been galvanised and something good has come out of that. And so I think to me, dealing with depression, it's about you have to find that discipline of being able to counteract a negative thought with, yeah, but
the
on
balance.
The positive side of things, there's lots
the
of good in the world. There's lots of good things happening,
yeah,
and that's not it. So what is the thinking behind this track Past then?
Do you know what? It was just an introduction to the whole theory of the album, which is just, I'm a storyteller, but I feel like I came from the future. I have memories that happen years later. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
Is it?
Right?
Yeah, like you remember
right.
some shit.
I remember
you're
shit.
Basically deja vu, but like.
You think it's the past. I remember things that are meant to be the past, but they ain't happened yet. All right. Now we're talking gooky madness, right? But that track there is just setting the theme of a post-apocalyptic storyteller. Now the reason it's post-apocalyptic is because I'm from the future. And I've already been there, you know what I mean? So I'm already looking back on this. But the whole album's not a concept album. What anyone should know about me is my music is based on emotion, and I don't feel one emotion. I refuse to just feel one emotion. I refuse to eat one food. I have one woman. That's the only one dog, one woman. They're the only things you have one of in life, because no man should have no man should have more than one of. He shouldn't have had more than one. No. He just did. It didn't help him.
Why?
You know what I mean? Why do you need more than one of something beautiful?
I was watching this documentary yesterday. It was Buffaloes versus Lions, yeah? And I was surprised at how... This is what I was baffled at. I didn't realise, yeah, that the buffalo... There's, like, one bull buffalo, yeah? That's, like, the king dude.
Yeah.
But then he has, like, what do they call them? The bachelor crew. So there might be, like, four or five... But he's the one, like, yo,
he's
all
like the
these chicks are mine. All these, there's like 350.
But when he's tired, one of the youngers get a little pop.
But they always pop off every now and again, like, yo, bruv, I might have to take these bitches off you. No, come then. Let's test it out. Rare, like that.
And it's because it's the constant reasserting your position. So he has to constantly
my
put
must
everyone
be
in place.
But you see what? You got 350 chicks.
If we took the bison and the lion out of it, this sounds like we could be talking about humans.
Yeah, but. And how stressed out do they get when they got 150 chicks? Like, yeah, I got this girl, that girl, all stressed out.
You would know, bruv. I'm married. I don't know about
that. Yeah, I'm married. Yeah, I know about it. But
he's all bragging about 150 chicks and he's married. Like, you're in trouble when you get home.
Yeah, trust me, I'm not. It's not me bragging.
Have you got 150 chicks?
I might not have 150 chicks, but no.
Yeah, anyway, my point was, how stressed out.
You're blushing.
Shush up. Anyway, moving on. Back to the subject.
I ain't never gonna bring up buffaloes versus lions again, boy.
No, but you're right. It is the same. Like it even same. If you're looking at a group of gorillas or people on the corner.
But what made me talk about that was the fact when you said that about having that many, and I was like, right, this guy's got like 350 chicks he's got to look after. Then you got four others like bull, you know, where he's got to fight with them, and you're trying to protect the whole lot from the lions and shit. It's like, of course. That's going to stress
don't need
you out.
It.
Yeah,
you just stick to one.
Yeah.
Easy thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then, you know, not everyone finds the right person. So.
Yeah. That's
why,
the other thing.
Yeah, that's love, why I'm love saying is, if love you're is, lucky ooh, enough yeah. to find your one woman.
Love is a scarce thing.
Yeah?
No.
You think so?
It is in my heart.
But then that's what I mean. I think you've spread so much joy, and that's also what's
I've given it all
as
away.
Much as you
it's
say.
Like my money. I gave it all away, and now I'm broke.
For real? Did you give away all your money?
Yeah, bruv. It costs a lot of money to give homeless people sleeping bags. People thought I had money. I don't got money. I've never had money. I've never had nothing. I made it. And
yeah,
I gave
but you
it
know
away.
Why people think that is because you're
I'm
from
generous.
Task Force. No. People think that you're.
No, I made money. I made what I consider to be a living at one point in my life, but I also have like extreme high overheads for substance abuse. So.
But you stopped all that now, innit?
Nah.
Are you back on it again?
Yeah.
This is why I love how real this dude is, you know.
I don't lie to nobody. I tell people the truth.
Well, you don't have to.
I like a brew dog. A beer's pretty nice at the minute.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm trying not to be on anything. I smoke.
Do you think it's a gateway? Like beer is a gateway to
it,
anything?
It depends who you are, bro. Like,
that's what I think.
Again, all these things are one dimension, isn't it? It's like, who are you talking to? Life was a gateway to drugs to me. I was going to take drugs, whether weed, beer, or life is so miserable for me that I was going to do something to suppress it.
When did you start feeling like that? Like life is...
When I was about 8, mate. But let's not get too miserable up here.
I wanted to get all Dr. Digman Freud up in here. We ain't even got time, to be honest. Look, it's 5:30. We got some MCs in the other room. Yeah. Are you joining in?
Not when Joe's there.
No, but you're not going anywhere, though.
If Joe's there, I'm not rapping.
You're hanging out, though.
No, but genuinely, even just speaking from a personal level, and I know that I can also speak on behalf of a lot of people worldwide, where you personally have brought a lot of joy to people's lives, you know, and you've spread love. You have
Yeah, but these motherfuckers better start paying for that shit, though. That's cool, but where's the fucking money, bro?
Mice is starting to understand what I'm trying to say. I appreciate that I've spread love, and I do. It's just spreading love don't spread margarine on my bread.
No,
you
know?
get that album out, and you'll be touring straight away, man.
You've been able to do is something that is priceless. I know that everybody is in a financial
all
position.
Materialistic stuff out of the window,
but it's like, you know, and it's the money comes and goes for anybody kind of thing, and ultimately like there's many routes to get in money,
no,
some good,
but
bad and
like
ugly kind of thing, but not everybody can have the vehicle that you have as Chester P or under the umbrella of Task Force either, and that is so unique and so special, which is why to me you are one of my favourite artists to come out of the hip hop scene in this country, full stop. And that's why I wanted to make sure that we're definitely supporting this new project, and I want to play it to everyone. We did play it for the first time last week on the show too.
I weren't tuned in because I just
boo.
Are you going to be back to do like a? Because what you said, February, March is going to come out.
Yeah, yeah. I'll come so back and we'll do some proper promo. Then what I'm going to do though, before you play that, is in a week or two, is I'll drop an exclusive off just for you guys. Because I'm going to give a few of my favourite people who are DJs just exclusives each. All of you will have a different exclusive, so none of you are playing the same tune.
That's
a
smart way.
But because it's Mice Diggy and Sarah Love, you guys are going to get the best one.
So I'm doing
appreciate that, man.
And the thing is, I didn't want to do it today because I just thought, you know.
Nah, you still got a couple
all
months
these
still.
Guys, all you guys out there, you need to tune in every week because you never know what week this is going to happen.
You know what I mean? We'll get that on the drop at all the right? end of the show.
But just stay tuned, people, because the past is coming. But in the meanwhile, I'm going to take over these guys' job. And in a minute, we've got Joe Snow, Leon Rams, and Standaloft coming up. Mm-hmm. And these are some wicked rappers, you know.
I'm so excited. Last week was crazy as well. No, but before, we're going to play this tune and then we're going to sign off with
I'm trying to
No, but then we're going to sign off with you. So hang around with us for a second and then later we'll get into the open mic. But yes, so this is Past, brand new from Chester P. This is Fubar.
Thousands of years of accomplishments could be wiped away by the destructive hand of power. Now that day has come. All communication with the outside world has stopped just 15 hours after the first nuclear bomb fell on Formosa. The whole world has been silenced, annihilated by nuclear bombs. 3 billion people murdered by 1,000 nuclear bombs and the lethal fallout. Maybe there's no one left to hear my voice. No living human being to record the end of the world. Now, this is Ted Johnson for KBGE Radio.
For the low-life people who struggle to make change, and street-life people with nothing to take aim, people in the shadowy corners of dirty cell blocks, take another step to the chambers of no pain. A dark soldier, my lifestyle's a foul odor. King Cobra, life from the third boulder. Lifetimer, screaming at you sideliners. The mind status stands gate up in the pipeline. A bright rhymes delivered as light for night riders. Third eyes blinded, my world's like it's Nosferatu's. Lost descended from the holy mountains. Hold the only thing amounting to hope is your soul departed on the thick blankets. Grey clouds in the sky frantic, bloodthirsty. Arenas for the unworthy. Sun worship, children with their guns bursting. The air's dirty, the atmosphere is unworldly. Sat cursing, looking peril like the gods heard me. Wings burning, relentless, you can't curb me. No returning out of limits, full of human vermin. No redemption, our legacy is bad intention. Dead religion, waiting for some intervention. No instructions, sentenced in a world rebelling. Deadly henchmen, killing any glory yelling. A new dimension of apocalyptic storytelling. Yo ho ho and a bottle full of rum, for everybody feeling like tomorrow won't come. The sky's blood red and the clouds are all grey. For everybody trying to wish their troubles away, it goes one for the money, two for the crime, three for the victims of nothing but hard times. The sky's blood red and the clouds are all grey. For everybody trying to wish their troubles away. For all my low-life people who struggle to make change, street-life people with nothing to take aim, people in the shadowy corners of dirty cell blocks, take another step to the chambers of no pain. The last standing, the last word of a masked bandit, left stranded in a city filled with hard targets. Bombs falling, they whistle through the cold morning. Old warnings for a new war that's now dawning. The streets heartless, shadows in our minds, darkness. High rises looking something like a giant's carcass. Police assassins, bodies where the lights are flashing. No escaping, this world's taken 40 lashes. Bloody pavements, murder is our entertainment. No retainers, death is now the next sedation. Disembodied, the faithless and the extradited, take positions in the grave provided. Four riders, androids and killer virus. The web's wireless, tomorrow's like a desert full of wild hyenas. Politicians and the churchmen of a new Gomorrah. No tomorrow, just some borrowed time for inhalation. Situations, crawling through the ventilation. No instructions, sentenced in a world rebelling. Deadly henchmen, killing any glory yelling. A new dimension of apocalyptic storytelling. Ho ho ho, and a bottle full of rum, for everybody feeling like tomorrow won't come. The sky's blood red and the clouds are all grey. For everybody trying to wish their troubles away, it goes one for the money, two for the crime, three for the victims of nothing but hard times. The sky's blood red and the clouds are all grey. For everybody trying to wish their troubles away. All the low-life people
people who struggle to make change, and street life people with nothing to take aim. People in the shadowy corners of dirty cell blocks, take another step to the chambers of no pain.
Thank you so much, Chester, for joining us in the studio today.
Like, it's always a pleasure.
What you want anything to share?
You can go and watch the video for that track on my YouTube channel, which is my YouTube channel, and I don't know what it is called. So just go on there and type in Chester P the Past, and you will find the video, and that's my YouTube channel. When you've done that, subscribe to it. Then find my Twitter, which is Chester P or something for another, and subscribe to that. And in fact, like, I'll tweet some bank account details later, so all you biters can send me some money.
And Chess is on this internet thing, boy.
That song is from the forthcoming album Post Apocalyptic Storyteller that's going to be dropping at the new year. Shouts out to Kazaya, locked into the show. Joe Snow, Head Outdoors, Finest Ego, Agent Abstract, Giallo.
Giallo is one of the best beat makers in England, and that's not a joke.
You go, certified by Chester P. Hackenbush.
Well, you better send in some beats then, Giallo. What's going on? We got what's coming up next. We got the open mic coming up right about now.
He's producing with Vinnie Paz and all them guys. He's a darn man.
I see, that's probably why he's not going to send the beats here then.
Oh, he will, he's a good guy, man.
Yeah. Get him to send some beats up here for the open mic. Speaking of which, we have some guests here this fine evening. I don't know what's going on with this nighttime shit though. It's kind of messing me up. I ain't going to lie, you know what I mean? Like 2 minutes ago, it was daylight. Anyway, we got Leon Rhymes, Stand Aloft, and Joe Snow. What's going on?
Not much.
What is going on? What the hyped fuck? Yo, so you lot, where did you lot travel from to get here?
Camberwell.
From Camberwell? That's not too far.
It's not that bad. It's pretty easy.
How's it going?
But we were in South Cornwall yesterday, so it was like an 8-hour drive, yeah, which is a bit of a mission. And that was the first time we listened to the beat as well. The last sort of couple of hours of it, we were like, let's stick it on.
Hey, mate, back in my day, you never really got to hear the beat. So, you know,
mate, I'm glad we did. So I don't think I've written anything underneath 100 BPM for about 3 years or something.
So. Yeah.
So and this is like 80. So.
You guys are putting, you got some music coming out, innit?
We just dropped our album, yeah, like about a month ago.
Let the people know who you are, man. You know,
too many T's.
Yeah, exactly. Too many T's. And so what is the album out in the UK? I know you're putting out with Banzai Lab in France.
Yeah. So that came out last week in France. It came out a month ago everywhere else. In the world.
How's it going?
Yeah, good, man. Yeah, wicked. Amazing response to it. Just need more people to listen to it, innit? As it always is.
Yeah. That's good to have you lot up here, man. Joe Snow, what's going on?
Yeah, man. I'm good.
So you came here from Australia.
Technically. Yeah, so I came back like a month ago. And like, I've been based in Leeds and just mooching about. So been down in London for the last week, so it wasn't quite that far. But
are you living in Australia?
Yeah, I'm out in Melbourne, man.
Full time?
Yeah, man, that's fresh.
Truth, mate. Fucking bevies over there and all that.
I'm punching bugs, mate.
Fucking punch down, sick cunt, mate. You know what I mean? I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about, mate. But we know.
All the drongos and the Sheilas, mate.
Tricky John gags.
You're from Leeds originally.
Yeah. So West Yorkshire, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mum. Yeah, so it was 27 years I lived there, and then was just like, yeah, fuck this. I'm off. So yeah, man, yeah, and then just moved out there 2 years ago and then just been out, in Melbourne for the last like 2 years. So.
Yeah, I remember when you were telling me you were heading out there. I didn't know you was going out there to live though. I thought it was just go fucking skinny dipping, mate, come back. You know what I mean?
That was the original plan, and then things changed. I was like, yeah, fuck it, this is.
Did you get married?
Not yet. No, I met the missus out there, so
I met
the
Sheila out there, though, mate. Like, you know, yeah, back,
it all comes through the Sheila.
Jerry's gonna be in a crowd very soon, mate. So yeah. Are you back recording and stuff, or are you just visiting?
Yeah. No, so we just finished off at the end of a Defenders album. I'm only on a few tracks. That's coming out underneath Upper Echelon. So like, we're doing it through a different name because it's a little bit different. And then yeah, that should be out early next year. And then I've also come back with a load of beats from Must Volkoff and like Coots and all the punk production boys.
Sick.
So yeah, been doing a bit of stuff with like, yeah, with DS and Coots and that. Yeah, just kind of gonna make a little mixtape out for next year as well, I reckon. So so that'll be one to watch. Eh?
What's the scene been like out there in Melbourne for you?
Yeah, it's fresh, man. It's like, yeah, everyone proper works with each other, man. Especially if you know Musty. Musty's like,
he brings everyone together.
Yeah. It's like literally, it was like as soon as I'm down there, like he introduced me to like just 100 different rappers. And then when I went to Sydney, I was like, yeah, I want to do some work. He's like, yeah, cool. Link me up with like Peacemer from Big Village, and then yeah, like Dialect from Adelaide, and like yeah, Greeley from down Tassie. You know what I mean? He just yeah, he's like he's a mold over there, man. Well, obviously there's a lot of people doing it, but he's definitely one to keep an eye out for, man.
So were they like, Struth, mate, love your fucking accent. Where are you from, mate?
yeah, but like, you're not from England, man. What are you lying for, man? It's like, you made it talk like that, fam. Yeah. I think we all talk like Skepta. Shit, Skepta or the Queen, man. They're the only accents that you can talk like out there, man.
Yeah, it's fucked up, isn't it? That is hilarious, man. So too many T's, man. How long have you lot been going on for?
It's been about 5 years now.
5 years.
Yeah.
And
you
already dropped a project before. Was it an EP before?
Yeah. We our first project was called The TP because it was an EP and we called Too Many T's. So we were super clever title, that one. And then we dropped Running Wild, which was like a 10-track EP. Yeah.
Because I remember you saying, and I was like, right, 10 tracks, that's an EP. Yeah. I need to recalculate.
There's loads of skits on it, but like, yeah.
Why do you don't class yourself as hip hop, or you feel like you guys aren't accepted as much in the hip hop world? Why is that?
No, I won't say that. I mean, we're definitely hip hop, you know, we rap over beats, but it's definitely much more like up-tempo to a lot of the UK stuff. Yeah. And it's kind of, it's a bit on that like late 80s old party stuff and a bit kind of American stylized in a way, not in terms of the accent, but just the general vibe of it. It's a bit,
but I wouldn't, that's because I'm always like, that's hip hop, man. Like,
no, massively. And we do definitely call ourselves hip hop. Like, what else? I don't know what else you'd call it, to be honest.
Yeah, me neither. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's get, you know what? Speaking of that, let's get this beat on. Who's the beat by DJ Sarah Love? Herbal Remedies.
There we go. Are you guys ready to rock?
Yeah, mum. Yeah.
So we're getting on a smooth, laid-back, jazzy tip right here. My name is, what should my name be on this? Joe Snow, you kicking it off? Yeah. All right, let's go.
You know that dope shit to overdose with? Snow spit is so ferocious, know this boast because it's so sick. Cold shit, coast to coast to go, just strolling with my golden touch. Nobody controlling us, folding what you holding when you rolling. This is we disgust, see disgust. He'll seal you up, man, that's real as fuck. Catch you on the bill, I'll hit the till and dust. Spill a cup for lost loved ones and drop rough songs. But shit, that's plain to see like the Hudson, it's nothing, son. Hoodie on like winter times. Leave behind a piece of mind, my speech divine. Please recline, receive the lines and redefine the way in which you view this shit. I mean, I really do this shit. Live my life through music and use it so I don't lose my shit. Shit, life don't always go to plan. Man, I was smashing grams and flashing grands, just ask the fam. No master plan, just mash the man with no direction, so depressing. Oh well, I guess I know my lesson. The flow distressing, coded weapon, hit up in the section. The beat a banger like a Smith and Wesson, feeling blessed. My flex done. See, we leagues above these YouTube rappers. Like, I give a fuck up on your views if you can't prove it matters. My crew the baddest, you lack it, can't match the caliber. Moving savage, immaculate, what you chat for? We tell a raw, the fuck they wanna battle for? Don't wanna warn me or more.
Yeah. Allegedly, Lily King's got a dead in me. It's legendary how it steadily declined
from age 23.
It must have been a hereditary,
like Mike and Nicky Summerbee,
the Croix,
or Neville Neville's kids.
Messi and his dad are serving suspended sentences.
Yo, they outrun the law with the speed of Hector Bellerin.
Some players always injured, like Sturridge and Darren Anderton.
While some are super sub, like Solskjaer and Teddy Sheringham.
Get a move!
Shout Tony Adams from the bar.
Yeah, Gascoigne's there with George Best and McGraw.
And Maradona. In the toilet calling Escobar.
Sterling's on the gas.
Rooney's got her legs apart.
Yo, she's 18.
Don't tell Colleen, he'll be dead. And he's just moved the hair from his ass to
to his head.
She's got a wicked bite like Luis Suarez.
Let me call up Zidane, he'll headbutt her in his chest.
Yo, just don't start a fight like Bowyer and Dyer.
That's diabolical.
Like Big Sam getting fired.
The arrogant waste of space.
One game after being hired,
he was punching above his weight.
Like West Ham with Dimitri Payet.
Oh, hello, sir. Did you slip at work? Would you like to put a claim in?
Are you kidding me, mate? I'm Steven Gerrard, and I'll kick your trophy in face. Hey. I ran the show, I didn't stumble. Who cares if I slipped at all? I lifted up that trophy while John Terry slipped and hit the post.
And that ain't the worst thing he did, just ask Wayne Bridge.
Had the whole Chelsea team gene testing their kids.
But genes can be similar, just ask Ryan Giggs.
And people turn Colts like Coach Brian Kidd.
Wah, Cantona, Kung Fu, King Flying Kick.
Ibrahimovic, he mimics him, but does it on the pitch.
The special one he wasn't special was Abramovich ditch.
Arsenal never ditched Wenger, they just wanna get rich.
See, I see the scene, simply bitter as a winter's eve. Where sinners breed it in a greed and push it through the industry. King the scene with whack merch shit and stack verses that lack purpose. Mm. Just fact serving from this axle turning crazy little spinning rock. Where things have gone to pop before I rocked it out the cot. Hot sock swagger like I lost the plot. Time back high into my mind through my rhyme pad. Some fine chat designed for you to see just where my life's at. Mm. I write raps of fact, whack rappers should plead the fifth. I grieve for my deceased and know we're next in the abyss. Live quick, apocalyptic tales dropping on my noggin like watch as life is sodomized and robbed from sight. I got disguised in sheep's wool, breathing toxins that are lethal. Don't let the doctrines of deceitful minds deceive you. I've been through the worst and come out of the other side. You can trust me much, I wouldn't push a lie. It's fucking right.
Just call me Russia, look, I've no time if you're gay. Call me banker, banker, banking all your hard and pay. Call me USA, I'm hell bent on capital. Call me Al-Qaeda, holding peeps collateral. Call me China, miners hire 20 damn hours a day. Call me Shell, I'll frack your face and make environment pay. Yeah. Call me Coca-Cola, roll you over in every way. Call me George Bush, I did the above in front of your face.
Oh.
Fuck this treason, there's some people needing medicine, needing a bit of the love and some kind to find the remedy to stop their lives, suck enough to make new memories and drop the focus from enemies and reposition the energy. The 9 to 5 can suck your soul in this first world. I've been there, done that, bat these fucks until I woke up. But now I'm sick of the scuff, I open them up, I didn't want to. So stare right through the news and use your intuition, dude.
Mm. Call me a TV presenter, call me a rapist, call me a paedophile, call me a sadist, call me out, call me names, call me Murdoch, hacking your phone, spreading murder across the pages. Call me Monsanto, Monster, Toxic Agent Orange, call me Ryanair, Mr. Michael, make a profit. Call me Halliburton, pouring oil on the coast. Call me Nestle, unhealthy foods we must promote. Make a mixed a quick buck, Mr. Mass Appeal, Mr. Mac Daddy, sticking toys into Happy Meals, Mr. McLiable, happening now, I'm sorry it's real. Just look at the facts in your Big Mac and ask Morris and Steel. Steel girders, fields in the forest, sobbing in the coroners, chopped down for a metropolis. Honestly, morality is positively vanishing. We're obviously damaging the planet. Ooh. And it's sad to see.
Oh, brothers, fuck my shit up. Anytime I'm rapping, son, gripping royal redheads like I'm chasing down that Harry Cunt arrogant. Into rapper, I ain't bother to manage slang to damage, man, like I'm stabbing him in the abdomen, fun of him. Nah, that's not me, let it be. Yo, bitch, after the D, like the letter E, c'est la vie. Yo, ain't no way that you can say the slang ain't fucking sick. How about a diss back when Lambert were a couple quid? So what's your lip? Pull a spliff and drop the attitude. My fam a lamb drop banging slang, so stand up, man, I'll laugh at you. Battles, yeah, I've had a few, but I don't really clash with dudes. Instead, I'm rocking shows that they can't afford to travel to. Ooh. So have a zoo, lens a red whilst you pass the pot. These rappers are a minor threat, just like Thatcher was. I'd chat with gods, discussing daily torture. Morphine's got morphines morphing into day walkers. Remain lawless as these snakes talk us into war for fake causes. Rape the poor and make orders. Hating off the break orders. Freeding up next great war. Fuck living under fake frauds. Now in my life, I'm out to make more.
Whoa.
Yo, play it like I'm arty. Play it like I'm playing fiddle in the wedding band and crash the party. I did a somersault and landed there right on my neck. But spit a rapper that I'm ambulance and got respect. Nurse, you slender necks, kinda nice. You kinda like a swan with a less evil side, yeah. And less white, a caramel complexion. Perfection, yo, I'm guessing when you're naked, it's amazing. Semi-fragrant, chiller kinda lover. No bitchy shit, I'd rather zip my lip and miss the trouble. I've seen what the Hubble sees, it's bigger than your bubble. Even if you go and double it, I wanna fucking add another. Don't be dumb and dumber, Forrest Gump is living raw. Live for love, cause only love is something that will make you more. Fuck your money, yo, a hug is what I'm gunning for. I'm gonna grip you tighter than I would've if you won awards. I don't get bored, it's a crime if you are. Savor every minute, there's no life when we pass.
Or if there is, then mate, why take the chance? Get the fuck up off your ass, you know how lucky that you are. Dude, we were made from the stars. Earth's a stroke of luck just to be here from the start. Your birth is a result of one semen swimming hard. Man, your life is like a dream. You've got a screen to see these bars. Yeah.
See these bars, my beloved.
Yo, check. My mind palace, it feels shallow at times, Alice. Unbalanced, I'm firefighting the five dragons. Feeling tired, the time's running, so I'm shattered. Time's cracking this whip and I want a nightcap. But I ain't like that, like life ain't like that. Panicking on the Titanic. These life challenges, understandable, I panic. Living in the planet of mannequin minds where I'm trapped. Yeah, I'm sitting up on a mountain, looking down, thinking about the people running the mouth, running about, on a power trip. I ain't signing up for this and I put me down for it. I don't wanna see your banana skins. Make a mark, take a start, read what you sow. I know it's hard when you're living in a lot of smoke. Mirrors and broke promises, old knowledge and cold rivers. Was running a marathon, feeling like a nose sticker, sick to the soul with it. But did you consider? Let them go and get them, them glittery gold diggers. Yeah. Don't get it twisted like slippery old vickers. Or go and get a couple of guns or some cold killers. If you're alive, go nosedive with it on your own supply. Overnight, overfill the cup. Go running round the block, go and jump up off the top. Go and do it till you're ready, but you know it never stops. Yo.
Listen and pray, cause what we display is something of fuck, son. Spitting a phrase. To rip any brain and kicking your faction. Simply amazed. And one of these days you're gonna be asking how we display the illest of ways of ripping a rap. Don't ask them. I'm up in a place to chat some, so pick up evasive action. If you're chatting whack when I come asking, smashing past them, laughing, blagging. Whack us actors on the coke when it's been crackling. And your lasses necking snow like aspirin satisfaction. How can they ever think they're nice as I? They need to check up on their rhyme design. They got that punchline swag, but they don't run lines. But they need to hush their trap, cause they want us, man. Fact, yo, hussy, yo. Cause they the one that's in the snow that must be, no. They got that punchline swag, but they don't run lines. But they
yo,
need
snow, to hush their trap.
Amateur astrologist, more knowledge than two college kids with scholar bibs and collars big. Their dollars and quids keep following, then I'm swallowing words, mate. Regurgitating verbs like a wuthering nerd. I rejoice and it works. I'm a manager, columnist, more doll and bitch than Alan Titchell. Fallen Twitch with opposites, their Wallace and Sips keep falling and shit. Hip hop blues, got you confused, mate. The tip top tunes prove that proof was proved. I'm a carnager, cannibalist, more animalist than Hannibal is. You're a fan of this shit, you're an anarchist. You've been damaged a bit from a cannabis spliff. Talking booed, made your brain delude, mate. Provoking moods like a Rubik's Cube. I'm a hydro hypnotist, more lyrics sick than slick with it. You'll slip your distance, slit your wrist, cause shit we spit's too slick.
Any beat, I beat any MC up with my outtakes. They cannot compete with me in the flavour within my mouth shapes. I'm turning up and announcing, running around your party like I own the fucking place, and I'll be jamming with your housemates. I'm outraged, too many rappers think they got bars. Up on the stage saying the same thing as the last, it's not hard. Same flow, the same star, a straight mimic of eight bars. A fake lyricist, fake scars, who imitates you ain't Nas. You ruin the art, I'm in it to stimulate. Beginning to entertain the people with the momentum, mate. Whenever I take a breath that was meant to take, to give me the air to let me deliver this whole and fit all the syllables into the sentence straight. Can I recommend a rate? Top draw, five star, top of the bill and celebrated. Interstellar flight parts, I vow to elevate it. Do it up and renovate it. Up, up, taste the fucking rainbow.
Funnily yes, like I want some banner. Words or curse, you pull the fucking hair. So much the verse is murder. Learned the verdict, heard that it was bang to rights. Man or prank to challenge I. Decline or right and damage lives. With slang and slayer, samurai could end your life. In the flicker of a candlelight, a grand design by man of mine. So don't stand and fight. Grammar right, right, son like Tyson when he land the right. Your night, night, now you're snoozing. Your mood swings, that's laughter after slaughter. Body burnt and quartered in the corner of a corsa. Of course, the raw form of slaughter, water torture. When an offer can abort you, best to watch on what you talk of. So walk off, or your body get chalked off. A course buster got it popping off like a sawed-off.
Hey man, mother yeah, lovers. Hey, we appreciate these guys, man. Make some noise for Too Many Teas, Joe Snow right there, man.
Yeah.
My man Herbal Remedies on the beat. MCs, remember, if you want to get on here like these lot did, please make sure you're ready, though. You heard the levels here. Don't be sending us some shit that don't sound like it's some shit. Do you know what I mean? hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic. All you got to do is send a link to some SoundCloud shit or YouTube or whatever. If you're a producer and you want to get on here like Herbal Remedies, hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat. All you got to do is attach 4 separate 1-minute snippets of your best beats, and we'll get back to all of you bitches and bitchettes. The hip hop show. We don't discriminate. Remember that, yeah?
We ran out of time to give you this week's gig guide, but you can find that on the website foodbarradio.com/show/hip-hop. But make sure on the 3rd, that's Friday, 3rd of November, you come and join us for the Deal Real reunion party. And because that's going to be super live. Thank you so much, Chester, for coming through
you guys,
and
man?
Seeing us.
Too many T's. What Twitter, Insta, what?
Yeah, it's just all at too many T's without the apostrophe. We've got an apostrophe in our name, which apparently is spelt wrong. But yeah,
what two? Oh, the TS.
Because
saying the T is something, so you got to finish off the sentence.
You went to school for real, didn't it?
Joe Snow. Now this is something I learned from hip hop. Joe Snow, how can we get hold of you?
Yeah, it's just at Joe Snow DS on on Twitter, Instagram, all of that, and then defendersofstyle.bandcamp.com or punkproductions.com.au.
Wicked, man. Thanks for coming down, man.
Thanks for having us.
Keeping the levels up there, the quality. You know what I mean? There weren't no nervousness up in here. Right, we got to watch for these MCs, Sarah Love. Some of these lot, there's some rappers that they ain't even rapping. You know what I mean? Some of the stuff I'm getting sent is like, bruh, you better just at least practice. At least sound like you're practicing before you... You know what I mean? We don't want to put anybody on the spot, basically.
Name and shame them.
You know how bad it is? I can't remember the names.
Even if
I could remember the names, I wouldn't, because, you know, they don't deserve that right now. What you deserve to do is work on your craft, do you know what I mean? And come up here and represent like these guys did, man. That's all we ask.
If you're one of them rappers, you just got aired, boy.
Yeah, but nobody, not really, because no one knows who they are. What they got to do?
That's
yo,
what I mean. That's
honestly,
aired,
look,
bro.
Come, what was the open mic about? The open mic was about seeing, I don't know any of these 400 people standing here. I don't know who they are, 300 people, whoever. If anybody's going to let me know whether I'm good or not, it's going to be these guys, not my brethren. Yes, man. Yeah, bro, that sounds cool.
Wicked,
yeah, bro. Yeah, exactly. So that's what the open mic is all about. But before you even step up on the stage, at least be ready. That's all it is.
But thank you all so much for coming through and blessing us. Thank you, Eternal Herbal Remedies on the beat as well. Make sure you join me next Monday, 4 p.m. Mice, you're away.
Yes, I'm away. Where am I? I'm away. I'm not going to be here, so...
But
the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake...
is going to be transformed into the voice of Rodney P, who's going to be a special guest co-host next Monday, Food Bar Radio, 4 p.m. But remember, people, the message to share and take home with you on this dark, almost wintry evening, it's a message of unity. Thanks so much, Chester.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers. Thank you.
Unity. Brother, sister, there's got to be unity, yeah, unity. Unity's what's missing in our lives, can't you see? We need love. A little word of confidence every now and then.